Genre.
Media.
The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings.
Dismantling the sleeping middle class. More and more people are becoming poor. We are their cattle. We are being bred for slavery.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
I have come here to chew bubblegum and kick ass. And I'm all out of bubblegum.
This is the Deep Dive Podcast with Donnie Flamingo.
Hey, what's up? Thank you for joining us today for this edition of the Deep Dive with Don Flamingo. I'm so glad you were able to stop by and hang with us for a little while. I'm 100% positive you'll enjoy the content I have lined up for y'all today. But before we start, I just want to say thanks to Mariah and Garza underscore Aaron, my social media managers on X and Instagram. Go and check out my pages, folks. Give me a follow. Check out the stuff I'm sharing on the show. Also, big shout out to Jimmy Davila for following me on X. And man, y'all go give these people a shout out, give them a holler, let them know what you think about the show. And for today, folks, in studio, I got my boy Jonathan Ramos.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
And once again, it's the end of the month, and I told y'all, I promised y'all I'd get him on by the end of the month, my big homie Tristan.
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, man? Thanks for coming back, big dog.
Hey, no problem, man. Glad to be here. Thank you for the opportunity.
Hey, so, man, we were talking about, man, a bunch of things before the show got started, and I don't really know where I want to begin, but man, I'd like to ask you personally, bro. What I'm a little bit familiar with what a presidential guard does, but what are the duties of a presidential guard?
All right, so the presidential guard is kind of like a hybrid program. It's you know, you learn a little bit about intel, counter intel, but you learn a lot about presidential security, you know, basic security guard stuff, mm-hmm. and then how to handle people, interactions, communication,
right,
to prevent. They, you know, stuff from happening, but then you're also learning, you know, room clearing, how to take a building, stuff like that, but not in the same manner as the infantry.
Yes.
You do completely different. It's, okay. You know, you do a security cooperation with the Secret Service. So you're working, you know, places like Camp David, White House Communications Agency, which travel around and protect communications assets.
That's pretty cool.
And then, you know, the White House door openers are part of the program as well.
Oh, I got you. Now, so, okay. Go ahead. No, you go ahead,
bro. I was just going to say that there's a difference. You have the infantry side, which does like Camp David, Waka, and then you have the military police side, which does Marine One and then Air Force One.
Man, that's a pretty high profile position to have, man. And I would think personally, Ramos, wouldn't you say that individuals like this, they want to know about you. I mean, they got to know everything about you pretty much before you get
definitely.
You need like a security clearance and all this other stuff to even be around a person as high profile as a president or the vice president or something.
Yeah, they want to make sure nobody slips between the cracks.
Right.
Yeah.
And at that same time, saying all this, you know, you've told me stories of certain targeting episodes once people leave the military in general, you know, people that were around certain, I guess, sensitive areas and sensitive topics that people can't discuss today. They want to have a tight, not lock and key, but I guess they want to kind of keep up with individuals who were exposed to that type of stuff. Is that close? Am I close?
Oh, absolutely. Anybody who would be a threat to them in the future.
There you go. Right, there you go. And so with saying all this, I mean, there was recently a shooting that happened in, forgot where it was.
Maine.
There you go. Some guy walked into a bowling alley, right? Started blasting everybody. And all the stories that I heard regarding this this individual was he was distinctively saying that he was hearing noises in his head, saying, hey. That
voice to skull.
Yeah.
Technology.
He was hearing voices to go and do harm or do this or do that. And then weeks later, I don't know if you heard about this, there was a an individual at an amusement park who was found shot. And it was a suicide, right? But before he shot himself, he wrote like on a wall or a piece of paper that he's not a killer.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, and from there, people were, I guess, assuming that this was a going to be a mass shooting, but it went wrong just because the guy at the last minute broke his programming somehow and just said, no, I'm not going to do this, and just took himself out instead.
Soul screaming out for a quickness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Definitely.
Definitely, dude. So there's this video, man, that I sent you yesterday, and it's of this individual named Dr. James Giordano of DARPA, right? Mm-hmm. And Ramos, this guy, dude, he gave this speech. It's on YouTube. If you want to check it out, it's called "The Brain is the Battlefield of the Future." And the stuff that this guy drops, man, it's mind-blowing. He's at, I think he's at West Point, or he's giving some kind of speech there. And he's just pretty much talking about how the brain can be now taken over, bro. Like, pretty much through a plethora of freaking means.
Well, before you play that video, keep in mind that this is something that Michael Aquino was doing, you know, back at the, you know, he was a high-ranking military, you know,
Satan military intelligence, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that was his whole thing, was like a war, like warfare with your mind, you know.
Yes, it like advantages and like for, I guess, for good and for bad. Like for mm-hmm. good, you could increase a person's abilities by, you know, making them think they're invincible, or you know, enhancing their physical abilities. Or you could use it to where you can infiltrate the enemy's mind and have them think. Or I think at this one instant, with this one case, I heard that there was a gay bomb or some shit that they dropped somewhere in Iraq, and I don't know what the hell happened, but it turned all these freaking enemy fighters gay or some shit.
I think it was an idea that they were gonna do because they wanted to show that they were like more feminine and stuff. I don't know if they ever did it, but they had talked about doing it. Yeah, I heard. And did you hear about that, Tristan? Are you aware of that?
I'd have to think on that one for a minute.
No way, for real, dude. I'm telling you, I've heard of it. I've heard of this somewhere. I heard about it on Rogan.
Rogan was talking about it on his show one
time. I don't doubt it because the levels of chemical biological warfare, and then of course the electronic aspect.
There you go.
Like in the first like 21 minutes of this video, mm-hmm. he goes into it and starts you know talking about the soft and the hard,
yeah,
and then how it's broken down between using electronics and then chemical biological.
Yes, dude. A bunch of ways to infiltrate your brain without you knowing it, folks. Take a listen.
Giordano, who began advising the U.S. military and the intelligence community in 2008 under the Obama administration, actually discusses the use of lipid nanoparticle technology as neuroweapons.
One of the newest developments is that nanoparticulate matter can be stabilized for distribution. You're aware of what nanoparticulate matter is. It's that matter which exists on a scale of 1 times 10 to the minus 9th. Very, very small. Smaller than a cell. And we can manufacture materials that have discrete properties that can be controlled by virtue of bioengineering and their physical chemistry. To auto-aggregate, to be able to aggregate in particular areas based upon their biological and or chemical sensitivity. But now we go one step further. Most recently, just a few weeks ago, it was announced that you could then aerosolize nanomaterials. And go one step further, I can create small robotic units, controllable robotic units at the nanoscale, and that these two can be aerosolized to create a nanoswarm of biopenetrable materials that you cannot see, that can penetrate all but the most robust biochemical filters, that are able to integrate themselves through a variety of membranes, mucous membranes, and wherever, mouth, nose, ears, eyes, can be then uptaken into the vascular system to create clumping, can affect the vascular system of the brain, or can directly diffuse into the brain space, and these can be weaponized. And they can be done in such a level that their presence is almost impossible to detect, and as such, the attribution becomes...
So that's Matrix level shit right there, dude. Mm-hmm. Looking at this video, and like I said, folks, you can go and go follow Garza_Aaron on X, and this video is going to be on my page. I told him to go ahead and repost it so everybody could go check it out. But this guy gives a lecture on YouTube that, man, it's just mind-blowing, man. I mean, Ramos, talking about a freaking, I mean, a conversation that's just beyond sci-fi or that's beyond movies, right? This is actual stuff, right? This isn't anything that's fake. This guy's speaking at it at a military institute to generals that are going to be, to people that are going to be the future generals and military commanders of in the future, right?
And I believe by the time we're hearing about it, they've been doing it.
Exactly, Doc. Exactly. So, I mean, listen to this. A lipid nanoparticle technology. And pretty much that's a neuroweapon. Mm-hmm. That's what he's talking about, bro. A freaking neuroweapon. And that's a lot of word salad to just say, hey, it's a neuroweapon, right? But that's I think that they like to fancy it up and make all these fancy creative words and shit. But
hey, I looked it up, just to interrupt you real quick. Uh-huh. The gay bomb. It was presented at the Pentagon, but it never went through. It was something that they had considered doing. Yeah, that's what it was. I just looked it up.
Damn.
Shout so out you're not to Ramos, wrong. Man. Yeah, so you're not wrong. They did present the idea.
That's insane, bro. I mean, I can't believe that they had the technology to do stuff like that. But one of the big things that he goes on to explain is he says there's three A's. Like Tristan, you were telling me before the show started. He said, remember three A's as far as this type of technology is considered. He said, you want to take into consideration assess, access, and effect. Take all those into consideration as far as the brain. So they want to assess your brain, be able to know what you're thinking, know what you're going to do before you do it. They want to access it so they can be able to manipulate it, control you. And then the last, effect. They want to be able to affect it to make you, I don't know, do whatever they want you to do. That's what's kind of hard to believe, bro. But the shit's happening. You know what's going on somewhere. Tristan, what do you got to say about stuff like this, man?
So the MK Ultra projects were started by Alan Dulles, right, in the 1960s. This is part of it. Mm-hmm. We've been dealing with a lot of this technology since the 1950s easily. And there was 212 sub-projects with the MK Ultra projects. And it was to determine the processes of the brain and mind. And this is the advanced levels of all that. The nanoparticles being dropped through chemtrails are being put into people. The psychoelectric warfare aspect, the technology, 5G with the kill grid, all very real, all very, using the Wi-Fi and stuff like that.
Damn.
Now, and they literally are trying to, they determined that you are hackable. You as an individual are hackable. You're programmable. They can adjust your biological data inside your body to have a change in your behavior down the road.
Have you heard about this, Jonathan? That everybody, whether they know it or not, they have a personalized IP address.
No, I don't know.
And that's why when certain people are by Bluetooth or some shit, somehow it activates. Or like it's asking if you want to connect, but there's nothing to connect to.
Wow, no, I didn't know anything about this.
Yes,
wow.
So the WEF has admitted it.
Let's go
to my Facebook real quick, right. go to the psychoelectric warfare right here. So what he's talking about right here, this right here, the government accidentally releases documents on psychoelectric warfare, stuff like that. You can pause it.
Okay, cool.
Go back one more real quick. So this is your weaponized right here, right? But the EM effects on human body, okay? And with this, you have, this is the technology that they're using cyber weapons and whatnot. You can use satellites, you can use vans, you can use all sorts of these different types of weaponry to manipulate the energy. I'm losing my train of thought today.
No, you got it.
To manipulate the energy field around the individual and to cause pain, they'll use our own torture tactics and methods on you, and they'll do it from a distance. And you have, Air Force Space Command that's doing this, NSA, NRO, CIA, and they're doing this stuff to civilians.
So this is like with targeted individuals, this is how they're...
Yes, exactly. And it's the, using the 5G kill grid as well, because now everybody's running on 5G, so they're just amplifying it. And they're taking all this information, and they're putting it together. This is the one I was looking for right here. Perfect, okay. Man. So this, they're trying to get people caught up. This column right here, this is all the UN stuff. And this has the same stuff to do with the psychoelectric weaponry. On the far left right here, if you go down, these are people's personal experiences that they're talking to me and hitting me up about. And we all seem to have a similar experience around June of 2021 or in the 2021 when Biden came back into power. And these are roving, I don't even know how to describe it. Roving attacks is what it is, using radio frequency, nanobots, things of that nature, in order to go into your IP address as an individual and mess with you. When you go look at the silent weapons for quiet wars and you read the documentation on it, they talk about it being a bioweapon designed to get you to it's essentially wrecks your life. It takes your future potential probabilities and realities, and then make sure you wreck everything.
That's wild, bro.
Whenever, so I call it the never get
you. That's wild shit.
It's the never get you back road.
So right? Is everybody susceptible to this? Because we all have our own IP address. It's just certain people that they want to target.
Why are there just a few? Yeah.
So some people have AI resistant minds. Okay, AI is a very big deal. That's also a part of this as well. It's the AI, because the AI can communicate and talk with all different levels of the technology that you need to mess with an individual, all right? So it can mess with your phone. It can use the satellites to hit you. It can use your Wi-Fi right here to hit you and stuff like that, and it can start to communicate with you. If you go click, if you'll go back one page for me, all right, this right here is what it's trying to do. This is part of what it's doing to you, okay? Whenever you become a targeted individual, they're using our own torture tactics and techniques that we have in the military on individuals and humans. And when you start reading down here, it'll show you that you don't have a choice in this. Once it starts, the AI will literally just attack you, and it will keep communicating with you, and it will not stop.
That's amazing, dude.
It's causing electrical shocks, microwave burns. They're using directed energy weapon systems in order to bypass your blood-brain barrier to speed up the neurons firing in your brain to cause an emotional response, and then they'll target different sections of the brain in order for it to be. So if I want you to have an emotional response while speaking, I can target that point in the brain, speed up those neurons, and then the next time you get into a talking engagement, you'll become more emotional about
it. No way, dude. So how is
crazy, dude.
So I mean, with all this stuff transpiring and happening to an individual specifically who could point out they have an IP address, wouldn't that mean that they're implanted with some kind of device?
So
or I mean, how does that happen? How can you just be walking around and all of a sudden an IP address can just be hanging over your head everywhere you go?
So I'm not 100% positive on that one, but we all are hackable. And so they can use – what they'll do is they'll hit you with a satellite, but now they even have handheld psychoelectric warfare weapons.
So there doesn't need to be anything implanted then, pretty much.
No,
they can just do it all by frequency.
Right. And that's what they do. But then there is also implantable stuff that they can put inside of people's bodies.
Okay.
And when you go back to the other image with like the main shooter and whatnot on it, it has all of these –
Back one more time. Where at?
Oh, hit that one right there.
This one?
To the left.
There you go.
Right up here, you see all these patents and stuff like that they can use on you. And these are, some of them are implantable. Others are, they can do from a distance using satellites or quantum communication, like that voice of God technology where it makes it seem like subliminal.
Yeah, they hit those people in Cuba with that. Remember
that Havana syndrome.
Yes.
And that's what part of this is they're using microwave weapons to fry your guts, like we used, you know, in the invasion of 2003. We have all these weapons. It's in our platoon commander's guide from back then. You can call for fire using some of this stuff.
So, in your opinion, do you think we are all? I mean, it's unavoidable to everybody because, like, they're spraying this stuff in the chemtrails.
And we're just walking through it. How can you just, you know,
or in the water? Like, you never know. It's stuff that you can't live without.
Oh yeah, I mean, the forever chemicals in water and whatnot. It's everywhere. And you have to remember that the people who run the world are these satanic ritual abusers who will kill kids and whatnot. So they have no morals, no scruples, no values other than money, power, and doing whatever they want. You know, the whole. Dilemma. Do as thou wilt will be the whole of the law.
So check this out. I'm going to play a short clip from this lecture he gave, and it's just amazing, folks, because this isn't hype, okay? This isn't theater or sci-fi, like I was saying, or anything. This stuff, it's existed. I mean, this page that Tristan was discussing, I mean, this is allegedly some kind of a diagram from 1974.
No, the 1974 right there, that was the first... the first time they were able to successfully do this.
So, I mean, there you go.
Yeah. By Dr. Drexel Sharp.
So they were successful in 1974 to be able to conduct this type of operation on an individual. What do you think they have now? You know, it's next level.
This right here didn't come out until 2018.
Damn.
So it happened under Trump. So Trump was trying to tell you. And then if you go to Q-Drop, that 825 that I sent you earlier, he talks about it in there. He talks about how they can control innocent people and get them to kill themselves or to attack or just completely cause detriment to an individual's life. This is no kidding torture. Okay?
So do you think this is what Mengele was doing, you know, in the concentration camps, doing all these, like, using all the victims, you know, in the Holocaust as pretty much
pigs?
Yeah, exactly. Like, they were doing all these, because I know he was doing experiments on, like, twins.
Mm-hmm. 832. And, that was for cloning purposes.
Yeah, for cloning, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Or sentience is what they're called.
They were doing this back then.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine how advanced they are now.
So a connection for you here real quick is all the SRA stuff, the satanic ritual abuse, was spread by those Nazis that was in Project Paperclip or Operation mm-hmm. Sunshine. They got moved down to Brazil, which is where Dr. Joseph Mengele went, which is mm-hmm. where plastic surgery won. And then, of course, the cloning or the sentience aspect came from. And then there's aspects of that in Antarctica, Area 51, and some other places, other black sites around the world.
Did you watch that show where Tim Kennedy was out there hunting Hitler? Did you hear about that show that Tim Kennedy was doing?
I've heard of hunting Hitler. I believe that was military intelligence trying to get people onto stuff. And really? So that's the truth and fiction aspect, or using information warfare, which is what he's talking about in the video.
Mm-hmm. I want to play it.
The new information warfare. Using directed energy weapon systems and influence campaigns. And that's a big deal, because if they're able to hack your IP address and influence you as an individual, they could do this stuff and run it autonomously. They recently came out with the Pentagon saying that they were going to start using AI for autonomous killing.
I heard about that shit. I heard about that, so bro.
At the same time, Sam Altman just got fired from his job or whatnot with
AI. I think AI decided to fire that guy, Sam Altman, right?
Guess what the project...
The guy who created it, dog.
They said that
AI said, get your ass up out of here.
That's crazy.
No, go ahead.
They said that the own people there were like, this is going to cause harm to individuals and humanity. And guess what the name of the project was?
What?
Q.
Dude, really?
So they're trying to weaponize the letter now.
Right. So what they've been doing to me over the last 3 years... is what they're going to try to do to everybody. And then they're going to put you on a social credit score. And this is what they've done to the Uyghurs in China.
Yeah.
This is what a guy named Cyrus Parza tried to expose in Parza versus Google, which Elon Musk was part of it. He has the ability to do this using his Star Uplink satellite systems, and then his DeepMind, and then the Neuralink, because it has to do with a machine-human interface, and that's a big deal. Now, they're talking about using consciousness control, okay? So that way you can use your brain and your thoughts to control a machine. Now imagine being able to control a space fleet doing that.
What the fuck?
This is crazy.
Yeah, man. This is next level, you know, information that it just takes you to parts of the brain that you think there's no way it could exist, you know, but it's just because we've never been exposed to any of it or even told about it. This post that we just pulled up here, Q Post 832, it says, on March 3rd, 2018, a Saturday, a demonstration was made today in front of the White House. It showed they can control innocence. It was a direct threat. This is not a game. The mainstream media is creating emotional conflict. This destabilizes certain minds to become susceptible to outside control. What you see is 2%. The war is real. These people are sick. Watch the news this week. Q. And dude, I mean, this is spot on, bro, because mainstream media has been creating emotional conflict, and it can destabilize certain minds that are susceptible to it. And I've heard this guy quote this the other day. He said, when you disregard skepticism for the sake of emotionalism, you can easily be fooled. And that's what's happening. Okay, you see something on TV, and you're like, man, I don't believe it. But the moment you see someone crying, or someone, oh my gosh, the plane crashed into the towers, and it was this, and you know, name it, you know, event.
We just talked
event.
About this. Remember how we were talking about how, like, on Instagram, they'll let all the your feed be flooded with all these videos and stuff of kids getting killed or whatever.
Yes.
But then all the other things, they get flagged.
There you go.
That's exactly what we were just talking about, and how they want to pull at your heartstrings.
Yes. As soon as you're emotional, folks, they got you, okay? That skepticism, you can just get that out of here, because that emotionalism is what people want. And this is what's happening. Like you said, with these type of weapons, they can make you an over-emotional person over an event just by watching the TV.
Oh, absolutely. It's part of an influence campaign, and then it's continued on through these echo chambers. I'm sorry. With influence and information. And then, I see it here. It's just like the 40 beheaded babies in Israel. That
right. Yeah, right. Everybody was talking about it.
Yeah.
And that body that Ben Shapiro presented, it was like a ran over dog or something after they edited it. And there you go. As soon as you see that, you want to cry, then boom, they got you.
Yeah.
You're going to instantly believe whatever kind of mumbo jumbo they got to feed you, bro. Mm. So this post holds a lot of credence, so Tristan.
It does. And this was the Black Cats telling Trump and Scavino and them that we can kill people if you don't stop. Well, of course they can't.
What is he talking about as far as a demonstration was made outside the front of the White House?
I don't remember if this was the one where the guy attacked the Secret Service outside the White House, or if he went outside and shot himself.
And then all these other people that had been trying to run into the White House with their vehicles. Mm-hmm. There was like another girl that had a child with her, and they had to shoot her through the window because she was trying to ram the gates or some shit of the White House.
Yeah.
And everybody's thinking, what the hell? Why? There was another person that set themselves on fire. Do you remember hearing about that shit?
Mm-hmm.
And I always thought, how come do all these crazy events keep happening over there, that area? It's because they're probably showing, hey, we can make you go rob a bank and shit, whatever. The people think, people will think about this about you for the rest of your life or something.
So there was another woman who was arrested recently by the Secret Service, and she was claiming that they were using radio frequency weaponry and warfare to communicate people to bypass national security laws. And so that's what they were doing with me, was they were able to use that, create a method to communicate without, but then able to guide onto the information, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, it does.
But there's some problems with that, though, because when you do that, it's still torture. So every time that you get V2K, every time that you have this, every time you have a communication of any sort, it's a scarring mechanism. So you are taking on scars psychologically, mentally, emotionally, physically,
dude,
and all this stuff. I mean, it can break your bones.
And it makes sense because it's invisible. You're not seeing this take place, folks. It's not like a physical battle where someone's fighting you with a bat or a sword or you know, a firearm. That's going to leave a physical wound. If these are invisible weapons, they're going to leave invisible wounds.
Oh, absolutely.
And maybe the increase in certain cancers or certain diseases like leukemia, could all this be associated with it? You know, just walking through all this EMF radiation.
Oh, and yes.
Just,
yes,
like,
absolutely.
Let's say they're targeting an individual that's in the room with you somehow. And could people get caught up like that as well?
Yes. So I had to step away from somebody I love very much to protect them, because I at the time I didn't know if this was going to affect them or not, and now I know that it would have. Me getting away from them emotionally scarred me, mm-hmm. because of course I lost somebody I loved in that mm-hmm. situation, and that's what I'm saying. It's that never get you back road, because you'll never get them back.
Right.
And it's they'll use other people using the same type of weaponry to come at you as well without them even realizing it, because predictive programming, right?
Yes.
They can predict how that other individual is going to act, and then they can do something to them without them realizing it.
Wow.
And then it comes back on you, and then it can emotionally scar you or cause a split. And that's what they're trying to do, is isolate you, get you away from everybody, so that way they can break your mind open a little bit more and then start trying to get you to do all these things. Mm-hmm. Now, if you're someone like me with AI-resistant mind, and eventually you'll get out in front of the AI and you'll be like, okay, something's really wrong here. But then once you get to this level of information, you're like, oh, okay, they're trying to do this here to me. They're trying to break my toe so that way I can't go out and run and have physical fitness anymore.
Yo,
so that way I can't. That way I become fat. That way I have more medical issues. That way I spend more time. And then I have friends.
That's crazy.
I have friends who are.
And you never, it's just day-to-day life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people don't see it. People right next to me don't even know it. Didn't even notice it until I started telling them about it, because of how bad the situation started to get.
Listen, bro, I'm not messing around, Ramos. There's some times that I'm not just me. I'm almost certain everybody experiences this, but a month or a week or a day, you just wake up and you just don't feel like yourself.
Dude, that was me yesterday. My wife was like, "What's going on?" Because I was just at home and I'm like, "I don't know. I'm just in a funk today. Like, there's no reason for me to like I'm so blessed. There's no reason to be like in this weird funk." And I just couldn't snap out of it yesterday. I was like, "I don't know what's going on." I was just in a mood and I was like, "This is my favorite time of the year. There's no reason for me to to be acting like that." And my wife's like, "What's going on?" I go, "Shit, I don't know." Like, she thought she pissed me off or something. I was like, "I don't know."
You're just being salty for no reason.
It was just whatever it was, man. Yeah, I don't, it's just weird, dude.
I mean, there's times where I'll get like this intense ringing in my ears. There'll be some times when like my ears just heat up, bro, out of nowhere. Let's go back. Don't show it to me, man, because I'm gonna freak out, dog.
Microwave tinnitus. Artificial tinnitus.
Oh my gosh, so dude! I'm telling you, and my ears will heat up, and I don't know why. And my wife will even tell me, she'll say, "Why are your ears so red?" Mm. And like my body is like cool, but for some reason I feel like something's just like no shit, bro, like radiating through my freaking ears, dog.
Artificial tinnitus, dude. That's crazy,
and it's annoying.
Everything on this I've had done to me, everything you can imagine. So, and you see the reading and broadcasting thoughts. There's another another slide, dude, right here where the AI was able to be able to read people's thoughts. Meta came out with it, and NBC did a report on it. That's real. That's Tesla's thought camera. A lot of this stuff has to do with Tesla's technology.
So listen to this. I mean, just read off some of the symptoms, bro. So reading and broadcasting of thoughts. You have controlled dreams. Forced waking visions, some synced with body motion. And you were telling me about this the other day, bro, and this happens to me too, where I'll just be there resting or something and my arm will like jerk.
Yeah,
or like I'll kick like I'm in an event or like a fight or like some kind of shit like that.
Like spasms kind
yes,
of.
Yes, dog.
It's nervous system manipulation because they're able to hack the entire human body. So they can literally lock up your nervous system or get you to have tics and stuff like that.
I've seen that shit, and I've seen people with that. I'm thinking, where is that coming from, you know? But all this stuff, artificial tinnitus, forced movement of the jaw, clacking of the teeth, forced muscle quaking of the large muscles on the back, just a bunch of crap, bro. I mean, special attention to genital area, itching, forced orgasm. Is that what that is?
Yeah.
And intense pain.
So it feels like needles, like hot needles coming into your skin. Well, they can do that into your testicles and whatnot, or your penis. It literally does feel like that.
Wow. So let me ask you, if you don't mind me asking, did this just all, I don't even know where to start. Is it all this started happening to you because you're trying to wake everybody up to what's going on? Or is it just something that's always gone on since like you were in the military?
Or even before that? Did it happen before you even entered the military? When did you like recognize this and notice it?
Oh man, that's a loaded question.
Is it?
Okay.
Because some individuals, I think for sure they're identified as soon as they're children. And I think maybe they follow them or follow their history or their education or whatever.
Or bloodlines. We were talking about bloodlines before we started recording.
Oh, yeah.
Family trees.
And I was telling you bloodlines, and my bloodline's been screwed over by these same people for generations.
For people like who don't know, tell them. I mean,
okay. So yeah, like my great-grandmother who just passed away, God rest her soul, God-fearing woman.
Mm-hmm.
She was the descendant of Quanah Parker, 16th granddaughter of Quanah Parker. The other part of my family are McCoys, like the Hatfield McCoy blood feud. We're McCoys.
Yes.
And then we're also Mitchells, and I'm also a Langston, which has to do with English and French nobility. So
nuts, bro. So all that does matter. So
it does, because
for
you
personally, do you think? Oh, go ahead.
Well, I was just gonna say, because you have the Kennedys who married into the Hatfields, so one of the bloodlines is literally joining sides with the people who've already gone against my family. That's right. Wow. But there's also Joseph Kennedy Sr. who got us into World War II with the Tyler-Gatewood-Kent situation where they allowed Pearl Harbor to happen. Mm-hmm. Well, my great-grandfather, who was a McCoy, ended up having to go into the Navy and fighting with that. And then they almost died at sea because they almost starved to death after being hit in a hurricane.
What the fuck?
So there's probably a good – I'm going to jump ahead, and there's probably a good chance that you didn't have it. Like, this was going to happen to you no matter
maybe
what.
Maybe it was
because,
just
no matter what.
Because of your family tree.
Sure, but then also – like my soul as an individual, like I would say I'm a light warrior because I've tried to do so much to try to help other people out for nothing. And it's one of those that there's more people like me out there. Like I said, I have a friend here in town who's very gifted with what she can do.
Yeah.
She's the same way. She swears we're part of the same soul family. Like, so we're connected on a higher level.
So maybe it was laying dormant for a while, and then when you start, you know, rattling the cages of these powers,
these individuals. Well, yes. Right.
Well, when you're at Camp David in your the Security Operations Command, and you can see all the cameras, you see stuff that you're not supposed to see.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, and that's so true.
There was an incident at Camp David where Hillary Clinton came up, and we got ordered to turn away and look away. Myself and another presidential guard didn't, because we had already realized that there was more going on. We'd found stuff about 9/11 at Camp David. We had found, and so when she came up, we couldn't figure out why they were telling us to turn away, because it's a violation of our general orders to begin with. And so we sat there and watched. And what I saw inside the vehicle was not human. And I was like, there's no way.
Shit, dude.
I was like, there's no way.
No way,
dog.
That's
crazy.
And so
hybrid or like half and half, half human, half?
No idea.
Well, you saw her spit that nasty stuff out in that cup that one time when she's up there doing that
Jezebel?
Speech.
Jezebel? Yeah.
Yes. You've seen that,
I've
right?
I've seen that shit,
but
bro.
This is where you need to be able to pull in exopolitics and non-humans into government officials, and then with what's happening exopolitically.
I'm all here for it, man. I'm here for it because I think the same thing. It sounds so crazy, though, like to the common person listening to this.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, oh, y'all are crazy.
No, bro. That's what's crazy about it. They make it sound like it's way far off world shit, but it's taking place.
And it's been happening, and it happens right in front of people
all the time.
Just oblivious to it.
And it, like you're saying, bro, I mean, listen to this. This page you have on your Facebook, it pretty much answered my own question about as far as does someone have to be implanted with a device for all this to take place? But listen, it says thought transmission unit sends modulated electromagnetic wave beams to human receiver to influence thoughts and actions without an electronic receiver. And what's crazy about this shit is that I heard, you know who James Downey Shelbert is?
No.
Have you ever heard of King Kill 33?
No.
This book.
I've talked about it a lot, bro.
This guy, James Shelby Downard, I mean, research this book, bro, because I don't know if this guy, who he was, man, but he wrote this book called King Kill 33, and in it, it just gives a big breakdown. It's pretty much the revelation of the method of the King Kill ritual, which happened when JFK was assassinated, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, I know exactly which is the King sacrifice.
Yes. Okay. But in it, he talks about how he was one of these individuals that's been controlled and manipulated. But a wild story he tells is about these women that they would try to send to him or send at him to coax him or manipulate him in some way.
Kittens.
Some shit like that, right? And, bro, he would say that these women, whenever he was getting intimate with him, that they had, he said, it wasn't a tampon. He said this was an electronic device that they had inserted into their rectum. And so, and he caught one of these women one time and like questioned her about it or something. And she was saying that this was like a control device that they, at that time, wirelessly, they could insert this into someone's bottom. And then through electromagnetic shocks or frequency, they could control the person to manipulate or do what they want to do. I don't know how true it is, but
that's crazy.
That book is wild.
Who was the guy that did the Oklahoma City bombing? Timothy McVeigh, right?
Yes.
He said he had one.
Dude, you see? And all this shit, bro. I mean, just researching the JFK assassination itself. Think about this. In 1963, okay, allegedly all the shit that transpired was between a lot of people that were in cahoots with each other. But a lot of the shooters, bro, at that time had wireless freaking earpieces. Think about that. Think about how breakthrough an AirPod. Think how breakthrough an AirPod would be to someone.
Or Bluetooth.
At a casino, at some kind of race horse area or some shit, or just somewhere where you're on a game show and they're just feeding you information. That shit to me back then in 1963 just seems breakthrough.
Mm-hmm.
So I can't imagine the shit they have now and all this stuff that Tristan's presenting to us with all this.
So you like, man, that's wild, right? But when you go back into the 1940s and the early 1950s, and they're already using unified field theory and whatnot, they've already created a lunar operations command.
Bro.
You know what I'm saying? But then if you go back even further with like the Bhagavad Gita and stuff like that, they have those craft that can, they can go through mountains and stuff like that, which are real, and all the technology we already have through the military industrial complex.
But yeah,
it's just sitting on the black shelves.
Go ahead.
I just want to play this clip real quick, okay? Just so people I mean, well, no, we're not BSing here. And Tristan's not BSing here either. Okay, folks. This is Dr. James Giordano, the lecture he gives at, I think, Westport Military Academy about the brain as the battlefield of the future. And, I mean, he says it himself. Take a listen.
Is the possibility to use some form of directed energy to affect physiology peripherally and also to affect the physiology and health of the brain? Case in point here, U.S. Embassy personnel in Havana and possibly in China. And of course, there's not a lot that I can tell you about that, although I am one of the researchers on that particular project. But this seems to be wholly indicative and supportive of the fact that this was at least some form of directed energy, whether it was wholly intentional or not, still remains to be definitively decided. However, the pattern of insult and injury to those individuals and the pattern of injury of who was affected strongly suggests that this was an intentional and directed engagement, and that this represents a beta test, a possible probe of a directed energy neuroweapon. And there are a number of countries that had developed initiatives and agenda towards developing just these types of things, the United States included. But you also have a whole host of other things that can go bump and bang in your brain. The more we understand the specificity of the brain on a very granular level, the more we're able to derive and develop particular types of drugs that not only can enhance and optimize the performance of our people, but can also be used to mitigate, militate, and in some cases manifest profound morbid changes in their people. In other words,
turn a straight soldier gay, like I was saying.
There it is.
I mean, if they have the ability to manipulate you to down to the molecular level, guys. I mean, it's over. I mean, what the hell else? If when you can't be yourself and you're not being controlled and you're not really in control of your facilities, I guess, or faculties, I don't know what you would say. I mean, what's left, bro? You're just a drone. You're just a drone at that point. Exactly. And a beta test, that particular event that he's talking about, that Havana syndrome, I mean, that story kind of came in and came out, but a lot of people were affected. I mean, they got fucked up from what I heard. Mm-hmm. Some people were jacked up and permanently damaged, right? But he talked about a possible beta test, and he kind of gives a little wink there because he says, I am associated with some of these projects, but that's all I can say. So, you know, he knows what the hell he's talking about.
So how much is he covering up then?
Exactly, right? And like I said, the people sitting in that audience hall, they're all the future officers and generals of the Army, the military, the Navy, and they're being let known, hey, this is coming. This is going to be the next battlefront. You probably don't even have to shoot a weapon or a gun or drop a bomb if you can just control people. And like you said, it was a beta test. A beta test, Havana syndrome, and all this other shit that was going on in these other areas, it could possibly be a beta test. But a beta test for what? Think about Havana syndrome 1,000 times over, bro. When they can hit a city,
mm-hmm.
a big city like Houston, New York, or L.A., and just have people wild out, bro, like freaking World War Z type of shit.
So one day I got real fed up because with the intel and federal agencies coming at me and stuff like that, doing this stuff, and I just got mad. I was like, I wonder what I would do if I had all this weaponry. So I started to come up with all these different plans of how I would go about it if it was just me in Donald Trump's position, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things was I can take this nervous system manipulation and I can stop everybody in their tracks. And I'm talking like wide swaths of people, so hundreds of thousands of people. I can take an entire city and stop them in their tracks using that nervous system manipulation, lock up their nervous system,
mm-hmm.
and then I can either go around them, leave them there to where they're not doing anything. That way they're no threat to me.
Yeah.
Or I can just set them there, and then I can eliminate them. I can take a directed energy weapon system and take them out. That's World War III. That's your next warfare. So when Putin said in Ukraine, he's like, we're fighting World War II here. This has nothing to do with World War III. The directed energy weapon systems,
busted them out yet.
Yeah. This is out. This is what they're using. But you got to remember,
on a grand scale yet.
We are the enemy here. They're trying to. They've done this to the Uyghurs in China. Do you remember when Dianne Feinstein was selling all that stuff through her driver of 20 years to them?
Yes.
And then it was caught in China? This is what part of the stuff that they were using. All the stuff from our tech companies, they were sending over there. And Parza versus Google, they talk about all this stuff and how they're using it, how they're collecting your biometric data and using it to hunt, target, kill, eliminate, persuade, or doing a persuasion, which is all influence campaigns. Yeah. That's your next level of stuff.
So that's mind blowing, dude.
And so this is your media aspect. So you have that media getting that emotional response, and then you have this as well playing on people. And most people can't understand this. I have friends who were put in psychiatric ward because of this, because the nurses and doctors didn't understand what was happening to them. They just thought they were crazy.
Yes,
Donald. So you're talking about people's lives being ruined, and you go back to 2018, and Donald Trump knows this stuff. And then I have more videos here in a minute that talk about where Donald Trump is saying they're literally torturing people. They're weaponizing the, you know, the justice system and whatnot. But it's not just the DOJ. They're weaponizing everything from the FBI, CIA, NRO. It. And that's to prevent the spread of information from coming out, to prevent people like you and me from having and thinking for ourselves and critically thinking about why this technology was existing back then, why it's not out to the public in a positive manner, and then why we are where we are with the whole child killing. And that's, of course, they're trying to prevent all this stuff from happening, because if Donald Trump gets back into power or too many people figure this stuff out, they'll hunt them down and kill them in the streets.
I think that's the level. I mean, that's the level eventually where people are, if this does get exposed and people do start finding this out slowly but surely, yeah, man, I think that's going to be a big event in for humanity to really discover who their slave masters are. There's no good or bad folks here. There's no good. I mean, you can say there's black hat or white hats, but I mean, a businessman.
They are blurring the lines.
A businessman always covers his bets. A businessman always covers whatever he's going to invest in. So, of course, a smart businessman is going to fund both sides of something. And that's what's been going on since World War One. A bunch of rich, fat cats that are just funding both sides of the conflict. Oh, you on TV, they're showing you, oh, yeah, this stuff happening in Israel, and, oh, it's horrible and stuff. But the people that are causing it are paying for the good and the bad. So
using that Hegelian dialectic, the order out of chaos
and
satanic Freemasonry.
And where do you turn eventually? I mean, where do you turn eventually?
So people who are hit by this, there's nowhere for you to turn. You cannot go to the cops. The cops do not care. I recently had an interaction with the Secret Service, and this got brought up. And I was telling them, I showed them all this information, and they had to back off. It was not that they stopped attacking me or anything, but because I was literally explaining this in depth to them of what was going on, they did not care. Eventually, they admitted to me that they're the ones who go around West Texas and stuff like that, and they go after people that are being hit by this so that way they can take them out of the picture.
Oh, wow.
And remove them. They talked about making fun of people. They talked about this woman who was, she thought she was an opera singer and whatnot. And these are our family members. These are people that we care about in our community, and they don't care at all. They had videos of her, and they were making fun of her. They go back and they listen to her, and they were laughing and having a great time talking about it. I just couldn't believe it.
So it's not
my mind's blown.
It's not just confined to big cities and areas. I mean, this is West. Dusty old West Texas we're talking about, folks.
This Secret Service agent, his son here works here at Lubbock PD.
Oh, that's another good spot. Yeah, that's another way how they got away with the JFK assassination is they had a lot of people in the police department, bro.
Yeah, to cover up.
Yeah.
Dude.
So, I mean, check this out. I mean, all this stuff, it is legit. It is viable information you can go and research and find for yourself, folks. But in that lecture, that doctor, he talks about these neuro-ST being used as weapons, okay? And there's two classifications. You have soft weapons and hard weapons, okay? The soft neuro weapons, and it's crazy to think this, Ramos, but a soft neuro weapon could be something as simple as economic leverage. And what I mean by economic leverage is these people have the ability to make the economy bad, make it to where you're living paycheck to paycheck, make it where everything's expensive. Kind of sound familiar?
Okay. We're living it.
Okay. If they can use that type of just leverage against an individual, make their day-to-day life hard. The hard weapons this guy brings up are just mind-blowing. Okay. So as far as the soft weapons go, I said, you know, there's economic leverage, intelligence, psyops, and misinformation. All that is soft, right? It's not really going to physically have any effect on you. The hard weapons, bro, it blows my mind, because he says, when I mean hard weapons, when I speak of hard weapons, I pretty much mean drugs, bugs, toxins, and devices. Think about this shit, bro.
Yeah,
think
about drugs, 100%.
Bugs, toxins, and devices.
So listen, he says there can be physical influence deterrence tools, chemicals like drugs and other chemical agents, biologicals like microbes, toxins. I don't know, maybe COVID was could be one of that shit. All the other
COVID was NK Naomi. It's a biological weapon. That just came out too.
There you go.
Oh.
And then he says, devices, bro. So think about this. Nanotechnologies, dog. Nanotechnology. Shit that you're just breathing in and you don't even know you're breathing it in.
That's what I'm saying. It's unavoidable. There's no way to bypass any of this stuff because you got to breathe air.
Yeah.
And they're spraying it in the air.
Got to drink water.
There's just, I mean,
you got to eat food.
You can't hold your breath. You got to breathe that shit in.
So this is what's mind-blowing about this, man, because as far as being used as weapons, he discusses how these this neurological application they're using, it has battle space applications.
Right. Electromagnetic battlefield management.
Talk a little bit about it.
All right. So what it is they're taking everything that you can do to an energy field. So, the directed energy weapon systems, right? The ice cube neutrino detector.
Yeah.
Stuff like that. That's a directed energy weapon system that they can fire. They can harness the energy from an ionosphere to fire that out like it's a Death Star. You have two examples of that in Mimas and Iapetus here in our solar system of Saturn. And then that's what the pyramids were on the ley lines. That's what the old technology was. That's how Tesla determined the Tesla coil and the static electricity. You could pull it out of the air.
Mm-hmm.
And then you also have the individual aspect. So this weaponry right here, the psychoelectric warfare, that's electromagnetic battlefield management. That's the electromagnetic spectrum is being manipulated onto the individual using radio frequency and directed energy, right?
Yeah.
So you put it into the head, it causes pain, like I discussed earlier.
And that's just frequency, bro. So
this is what we use on Taliban and Al Qaeda and stuff like that. And now, because they're all trying to get rid of us before they die, that we are the new terrorists. We are the
combatants.
New,
we're the new
enemy. Yeah. They label us the terrorists, the domestic terrorists. That's why they were trying to get that. And the whole idea is to get people to shift the Overton window as far left as possible to make everybody seem like they're more far right. So you have this progressive agenda up front. And then you label everybody else far right.
Wasn't that in the Patriot Act? Am I when we was talking about like domestic terrorists? Am I thinking of something else?
Yeah. Well, so they're trying to do that so that way they have legitimacy to spy on you, and then they can attach all these other stuff to people like me who are talking and putting way too much together.
You're spot on though, Ramos, because they did. I mean, at that point in time when they did the Patriot Act, the classification for terrorists really didn't have a wide range of meaning. You just thought some guy in a turban that's brown way over there in the Middle East.
Right. Yeah.
Now they can slowly take that idea of a terrorist, flip that idea around, and be like, oh no, it's the domestic people here in America that are trying to wake you up, that are trying to do this, that are the terrorists now.
Right.
Clear projection of who they are. But this is real life. This is where we're at.
Let's see. One more. I mean, not one more thing, but I mean, another thing I want to touch on is this clip that I saw on on X from, oh man, how would you say, JOONY369T. And there's this clip of David Bowie, right? And he's talking about black noise. Have you ever seen this clip before when he's on this talk show?
No, but I know that he was he was a big follower of Crowley. I know that.
Yeah, a big big proponent of Do As Thou Wilt. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's plenty of photos with him with just one eye covered and given the good old hand gestures, you know, that that he's in the club, right?
Weird that it's red and the other one's blue.
Oh, his eyelids, snap. No shit. Yeah. Yeah, he's probably, I don't know, maybe he is a star child. Maybe this is a hybrid individual of some kind, but he's talking about black noise, and pretty much what it is, it's just music. They can inject this type of sound into music and be able to manipulate people that way.
And David Bowie's talking about black noise?
Yes. Watch, really? Check it out.
I've never heard of it.
No, check this out. Take a listen.
What is black noise?
Black noise?
Yeah.
Black noise is something that Burroughs got very interested in. It's one facet of black noise is that everything, like a glass, if you, phenopera singer, hits a particular note, the vibrations are that of the metabolism of the glass, and it cracks it. Yeah. So a black noise is the register within which you can crack a city or people, or it's a new controlled bomb. It's a noise bomb, in fact, which can destroy.
Is it a real thing? I mean, is it something that's
invented in France?
Could a tyrant use it to?
Until last year, you could buy the patent for it in the French patent office for about equivalent to $3-4.
And it would wipe out it's concentrated.
Depends how much money you put into it. I mean, a small one could probably kill about half the people here, but a big one could destroy a city or even more. I mean,
This is it's a weird idea.
Don't look at it's not my idea.
No. So. Well, let's not give the instructions on how to do it.
And he asked, what are you talking about? Who told you about this black
what
noise?
What the hell?
How do you know about this? This is like, what, in the 70s or something when this talk show was going on, bro. Like I said, once again, go hit up Garza_Aaron, my boy. Man, good dude, Ramos, right?
He's a good guy. I like that guy.
I think he said he wanted to jump on your podcast.
Yeah, he wants to jump on and just shoot the shit.
Man, I'd like to see what he's got to say, man. But yeah, I mean, this video is on the Twitter feed, folks, or the X feed. So go check it out. And
bro, and that's David Bowie. Like, what does he have to do with this type of tech?
Because he's an insider. You have
so many
chosen.
SRA members, though, throughout the years that are implanted into media, music, and whatnot.
That's
and
so
you have
true.
No idea who they are because on the surface, they all look like they're just normal people. But
yes.
Behind the scenes, they're ritualistically abusing, like I showed
you earlier,
with the Hollywood
yes,
stuff.
Man.
And then, of course, with the old, the child killing and then, everything else that comes with it.
When you stepped out to use the restroom before we started recording, Tristan had showed me, it was like a pretty much like a blueprint, right?
If you'll go back to my Facebook real quick.
Dude, it was so interesting because it puts everything right. that we've talked
back
about
one.
Into perspective because...
One more?
You know, we talk about like right there, how like Will Smith, all this stuff going on with Will Smith, all this stuff going on with Diddy, right?
Right.
The pop culture side of this stuff. But Tristan has a blueprint of like the steps to becoming a Hollywood elite, and it's interesting.
So okay, so
what's it called? Well, I forgot what it's titled. How to Join the Hollywood Elite in 12 Easy Steps. This is part of their. If you want to sell your soul and join them, this is what you're gonna have to do right here. You're gonna pick your job. You want to be a model, singer, actor, and then from there you're gonna have to go do your casting couch audition. And this is and it's showing like the sexual positions that they'll do from the De Niro, the Gaffin, the Cooper,
that's funny,
the Bauer,
the De Niro.
Weinstein son. But,
yeah. And then from there, you're gonna get blackmail, and they're gonna humiliate you, whether it be sticking something up your ass or whatever. And then from there,
cross dressing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So do you remember when like all the what's his name, little short guy, the
Cat Williams?
Well, so he said he wouldn't do it,
right? Right.
But the other people that do, and then they go on TV, cross dress and stuff
dress,
like that.
Yeah,
that's part of it,
dude. Jalen Skirts, Red Pill Reyes.
Don't say it.
I'm telling you.
So then, if you want an award or whatnot, this is what you'll have to do. Go through all that.
The
aspect.
Oscar, the Golden Globe, dang.
This is what they've done to people. And then, of course, you'll have your public moral cause, right? So your bleeding heart liberal and stuff like that, police brutality, animal rights, your neocon aspect. Then you're going to have a secret lifestyle. You'll be the Schiff, which you're gay, the Hillary, where you're gay and like kids, the Wiener, the Huma,
man.
And then the Pelosi, where they dress up in animal fetish attire and whatnot.
What the
Then from there, you're going to select your fake news channel through CBS, Disney, MSNBC, the New York Times, CNN, whichever one, because it's all controlled.
They're all the same thing.
Yep, six corporations control 90%. And then you're going to have a monthly ritual abuse, or flogging, caging, hunting, punching, isolation, whatever that is.
And right there it says punching, right?
Yeah.
How many times have you seen people,
the
celebrities
black
with black eyes?
Oh,
yes,
shit.
Man. That's their monthly ritual
abuse. There's another aspect to
wow.
that.
Wow.
The Draco have it's almost like
it's
technology.
A parasite.
It's a parasite, though, but they can stick it into the eye. And then from there, they can use that to control a human as well.
When I saw that, do you know what I thought of? I thought of that scene in Matrix where the Smiths have Neo
Agent
on the
Kevin.
Ground or on the table, and he pulls out this electric device. But
yeah,
all of a sudden, it turns like biological. It turns into like some kind of slimy shit, then goes into his
belly button.
Yeah.
They say the Matrix was a documentary, right?
Yeah,
it was.
It really was.
Hell yeah. We were talking about that the other day out on the dock at Doc's nightclub. As a matter of fact, we were discussing how that my friend, he didn't know that the directors of that movie
transition
from men to women, right?
The Wachowski brothers, right?
Yes,
or sisters now, I guess.
Yeah. Yep.
And his mind was blown. He said, "I didn't know that." He said, "Why would that happen?" And as soon as he said it, like I wasn't really thinking about it, but this thought came into my mind, and I knew for sure it had to be true. I said, listen, bro, the reason they transitioned more than likely was because they exposed a lot of shit in the Matrix.
Mm-hmm.
And at that time, they said, hey, they probably came to these guys at the time and said, hey, you can't be divulging all this information without going through your monthly ritual abuse, without your fake news channel, all your shit.
Yeah.
So you got to do some catching up, bitches.
God
well,
dang.
You also, so controlled information drops as well. So the black cats want us to know things at a certain level because then it messes with everybody. But it also, it's part of the satanic aspect as well to show people what they're doing, mm-hmm. so that way people can agree to it, whether subconsciously or not, so that way they can continue doing it.
That's jeez, amazing, man. Dude.
But that's
so step nine. Select your political party.
Yeah, so as long as you're never Trump, you'd be anarchy, socialism, communism. And this is, remember when during the Antifa riots and stuff like that, they had all these people creating bail funds?
Yes.
That's because they're all a part of this, and then they get activated to do their part.
Damn.
From there, you have a cult leadership job, which would be, you know, body disposal, sacrifice, harvesting organs, blood, whatnot, cloning, recruiting. But then there's also trafficking as well. So like Hillary with Evergreen, her job was to protect some of the trafficking lanes and whatnot. That's why she went after Laura Gaylor Silsby in Haiti, which was essentially a weather warfare earthquake done in order to abduct children
because it displaces a bunch of children, and
the disasters are perfect times to do it because nobody's looking.
So, it's an operation, fully top to bottom, scripted.
Hold on, fuck, dude.
And then of course you keep going down, and then if you get caught, or select your suicide if you're outed, so your doorknob, like hang you, overdose, accidental, hanging, yeah.
Doorknob club. How many people have been found hung on doorknobs?
Dude, that kind of blew my mind, because right now it's showing like the traditional way to select your suicide, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then you think about like
all the
Chris Cornell and Chester Bennington, and they all like they hung themselves. But what were they doing? They were trying to make that documentary about trafficking.
Anthony
children.
Bourdain, wasn't he hung the same way?
The doorknob. Yeah, he just pointed at.
Yeah,
the doorknob.
So they put a tie on the doorknob and whatnot. And that's a symbol that you talked or you went against them.
Oh, so
Avicii,
shit.
Avicii was the same way.
Avicii, yes.
But Avicii was a ritual abuser. Damn. Chester Bennington is the son of John Podesta. So they're ritual abusers. But I don't know what happened to them over
there.
They
got a conscience probably, and they wanted to expose it, I guess.
Wow, well, dude. So I'm wondering if they're like the half hybrids then, half human, half reptilian.
Dude.
But that's on another level.
That's a deeper dive. That's when you get into the deep end.
So those
I mean, not for me personally, but that's
for the common listener.
Yeah.
Those are the last two steps. Step 11, select your suicide about it. Step 12.
So this is what I told you earlier. Finding these people and then having that information and then adding them, you can get them to take themselves out because they have to follow their rules.
Select or execution if caught.
If you can catch them, then that's what they'll do to them.
Yeah, but I mean,
But this is also why they're trying to get rid of the public hanging and stuff like that, because some of them, that's what their execution is if they're caught.
But Trump brought back the firing squad that a lot of people aren't aware of that.
And I hope
so. There is some legislation, that I saw that was going to be, there's a possibility that instead of a hanging, there could be a public execution by firing squad. That's nuts, bro. That's nuts, man.
But like just this little graph, if you want to call it a graph, it puts everything in perspective, man, because we've talked about this so many different times, and you can just input whatever celebrity you want and they check all these boxes.
Yes.
You know?
Yes. And this is why I can't stand Hollywood and even the music industry. And this is where your influence campaigns come in, right? Your truth in fiction.
Yeah.
Or your, manipulation, that whole trying to emotionally shock people, mm-hmm. stuff like that. You're romantic.
You're somebody that you're not, like all these rappers and stuff like Puff Daddy and mm-hmm. you know, Will Smith. You think he's like the leading man in Hollywood, but it turns out he likes the way that
he's
dick
getting
tastes.
His butt's getting murdered. That's what that dude said.
This is what fits into it. I mean, and Puff Daddy, believe it or not, we spoke about it on a podcast or two, or on the last one, that he just got caught up in some kind of a sexual assault sting with some woman. Yep. Jamie Foxx just got hit up with some kind of a sexual assault case.
I don't even know if that's the same Jamie Foxx anymore.
I don't think it is.
No, it can't
be. But it doesn't matter at this point.
It doesn't, because like I said, some of these people, they were chosen to go ahead and give information, and they get taken out the good old number 11 or 12, right? Select your suicide or select your execution. A lot of people were able to keep their legacy intact, like Matt Mann, the guy from Friends.
From Friends, yeah.
You could either give information, select your execution if you're caught, or don't give information and get taken out anyway and have your whole career pretty much ran through the mud.
You're going to have to get Aaron to post that on your Twitter.
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, shout out to Garzon for Aaron.
That's a real interesting graph right there.
You have to get that sent to him. Yeah, definitely, Tristan.
So this, of course, and all this stuff you see right here, you know, with their sacrifice, disposal, and stuff like that, this is where the servers and all their laptops come into play. Mm-hmm. So The server that Hillary had, the DNC server with the Podesta email leaks, led to 13 other servers. On those servers, not only was there crimes of corruption and stuff like that, but the Inspector General report showed that there was crimes against humanity as well through Anthony the Weiner laptop.
Yeah.
And then the other 13 people, so Joe Biden, Obama, McCain, Ryan, and a bunch of others, they had videos and pictures of themselves doing these ritual abuses and stuff like that, or this satanic Freemasonry mm-hmm. on Epstein Island, or going into these doctor's offices, or going to these kids' kindergarten camp places in China.
Shit.
And it's all on their devices.
The McMartin preschool, all that shit.
Yeah, it's because they thought they'd never get caught. And so that's what you saw out of the Q drops when this stuff started dropping. This is from their own personal devices that they have.
Do you remember there was an email that Hillary Clinton had sent to somebody. She goes, If they expose this, we'll be hanging, or they'll hang us or something. Did you ever see that?
Oh yeah, man. And that's true. This is what she's talking about. That's, and she said that, you know, if she goes down, she'll take all of DC down with her. And that's true because they have blackmail on everybody. And recently, you had that book come out about Epstein, you know, talking about how Epstein and Ghislaine were blackmailing people for Mossad and mm-hmm. the CIA.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And that you still see that.
Well, her dad was Mossad, wasn't he?
Yeah, Robert Maxwell. Uh-huh. Yeah, absolutely. His cover was what the book industry or the.
Yeah, God dog it. It's on the tip of my tongue. Shit. Wasn't it like newspaper?
He went publishing.
Or there you go, publishing. There you go, yeah.
Well, check this out. I mean, CIA, I mean, the CIA, Mossad, I mean, Jeffrey Epstein, Ghislaine Maxwell, they were all associated with these other organizations, bro. But we talked about this, Ramos, and this is allegedly a picture of the Playboy Mansion. And like this post says by... Nancy 02392219 Hugh Hefner was a CIA Mossad and the original Epstein of the 70s. Playboy Mansion was used to film and blackmail people just like Epstein Island. Tunnels connected to the Getty Museum and Hollywood. The mansion was dug up after he died. The Play Mansion will go boom as well. The Playboy Mansion will be exploded or destructed as well.
So what they'd get people to do is they used Hugh Hefner, who was a veteran, right, in the war. Mm-hmm. And then they...
I didn't know that shit. Are you serious?
Yeah.
In what war? In World War One or II?
I think it's World War II.
No shit.
And then they
I didn't know that.
And then they enticed them, right? And so what they would do is they would use all the models and stuff like that to get people to come in. Mm-hmm. And then they would slowly and gradually ask you if you wanted something younger.
Honeypot.
And then, exactly. It's a honeypot. And then they'd use them in the back. But this is where your beta sex kittens come in as well, because then they can use SRA individuals that they know they can fully control, that have that programming already inside of them, that depatterning, mm-hmm. whatnot. And then they can use those individuals to get them caught up. And that way, no matter what happens, they have that individual. But once you have that video, then they have you by the balls.
Yep. And they've been doing this since forever, man. And I was just telling our buddy, Jeremiah, because he was asking me about Epstein and stuff. And I go, dude, Epstein's just the next generation of it, because they were doing this back in the Playboy Mansion, because back then, it was a big deal to get outed as gay, or you're cheating on your wife or whatever. Mm-hmm. Nowadays, it's nothing. Like, who doesn't do that in Hollywood?
Right. You had Trump that was like, gave Tiger Woods a Presidential Medal of Freedom and whatnot. And he got caught cheating on his wife. There's a whole big incident with mm-hmm. that, right? But because he was part of the LIV golf club, now he's giving him stuff. So that way he would go play for the LIV and go back from there. That's another problem I have, because Trump's doing the same thing that the other side's doing.
Yeah. Like, I mean, at some point, they're all just two wings of the same bird. At some point, I just think they all have different strategies of what they're trying to do. But I was telling Jeremiah that's what Epstein is, you know, mm-hmm. because now the one thing that's taboo is fooling with kids. And so,
yeah, that's the one line,
the ultimate
is it?
Red line.
Well, for is decent it? People,
for, yeah, for
decent people,
decent
you know?
People, common people. Yeah, I think I don't know,
but that's why.
But,
it
but
was...
you got a point, Tristan. He's got a point, because how many times have we been around people that we know
that have gotten caught up
with sharing images or been just involved in the abuse themselves, bro?
That's basketball player just got busted. I forgot what his name was, but he looks like a younger dude, but. He's under a lot of scrutiny right now because he got exposed for dating like a girl that was in high school. Something Giddy, I think, was his name. He plays for Oklahoma.
What?
I just saw it this morning. Yep.
Oh, if we go back, you don't have to go back to it, but uh-huh. on the underground section underneath the Playboy Mansion,
right here?
Hollywood has tunnels and stuff as well. All the mansions are connected underground. That's how they were able to leave their houses and go to these secret meetings and whatnot.
We had a show on the 60s, right? And that what transpired in what was the canyon?
Laurel Canyon.
Laurel mm-hmm. Canyon. And how there was a bunch of military intelligence buildings that were there. Jared Leto just bought a freaking...
Lookout Mountain.
There was yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And at that time of research, we discovered that there's tunnels running through everybody's homes, all these facilities. The Playboy Mansion right here, dude, I mean, just check out these blueprints, bro. I mean, this shit, they got freaking tunnels and all kinds of shit leading underneath it to other
DC has
homes and other areas. DC, like you said, it's renowned for that.
Yeah, it has them as well. And then, of course, we have the domes all across the South and then every major location. So, like, your domes in El Paso will connect to the dome in Las Vegas or at Area 51.
And then you have the Denver International Airport.
Yeah, it's another aspect of mm-hmm. it. Absolutely.
Where we're at.
I just found a video. I forgot where it was. I'm trying to play it of some tunnels that these people found that were just this next is
all
level.
Our tax dollars are paying for all this stuff.
Yeah, it's got to be, bro.
$500 billion every 2 years in the black budget in order to build these underground bases.
Mm-hmm. Listen to this. Watch. Check this out. This is just, and I think this is just like a tunnel built by the cartel.
Just discovered, which is should make every American right now feel very insecure in this country. The largest tunnel ever found and the most sophisticated tunnel ever found was just now found. Nobody's reporting on this. We are breaking it this week live. FBI, Homeland Security, and scientists from our federal agencies descended on this tunnel. It was supposedly accidentally found. It runs through a major area that is highly trafficked by Border Patrol. It runs through Mexico into the United States, goes through a residential community, takes a left-hand turn, and then ends at the last house on the corner in this residential community. This tunnel has fiber optics, electricity. It has a rail system in it. It has fortified walls, ceilings. It is a very huge concern. And what I'd like to do is connect the dots on a couple things. When I see stuff like this from a strategy perspective, militarily, I look at why would this be going on? And this tunnel's 25 feet under the ground. Looking at it, my security team that travels with me and people with very special skill sets, they also understand how mining works. And there is no way possible, in our opinion, looking at this, that our government, somebody did not know that this tunnel existed. So my question is, what are the scientists doing there? What is the FBI doing there? What are they trying to cover up?
Not a damn thing. They're not doing anything about it. They're covering this shit up.
Yeah, the DHS already got caught trafficking humans. I mean, that's blatantly obvious. Our own government is helping build this. Do you remember Cimex?
Yeah.
The company called Cimex?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. They were helping build tunnels for the NXIVM sex cult that was being used to traffic kids from Mexico into the U.S.
You brought that up on one episode. I remember that. Yeah.
It's mind-blowing that this is coming to light, folks. I mean, all this stuff, people laughed at it. You know, oh, yeah, there's a war under our feet. Yeah, all these underground bases. Yeah, all these children and guinea pigs. I mean, that's what's going on. Where do you think they're who do you think they're using to conduct all this research on? You can't just go snatch a regular American off the streets. You can. You can if they don't have any family or anybody who gives a fuck about them. But the majority of these immigrants, that's what I think's happening. They show you pictures of these cities where, yeah, they are flooding some of the cities with people that are willing to cause riots and destruction and chaos and shit. But at the same time, they're just military-aged men. Where are all the children going? Mm-hmm. Where are all the women, the breeders going?
There's so much stuff going on behind the scenes that we don't know about. They're keeping us busy with bullshit like Will Smith, P. Diddy. Like, yeah, okay, this is Hollywood crap. That's what they're keeping our attention on this stuff while all this other stuff is going on behind the scenes.
Give them bread and circuses.
Exactly, 100%. Yeah, that's exactly what's going on.
Man.
But you know what you're talking about? They did that at the Montauk Project. You know, the Montauk Project, they were taking runaways, homeless people and stuff, doing projects or doing experiments on them, you know?
Absolutely. And that Montauk Project is a great example of influence campaigns. What? How is that possible? Because you're creating a teleportation or you're creating a portal to another dimension or another area using a human brain with a remote viewer.
Damn, that shit exists. That shit's real.
That shit's real.
The Philadelphia experiment.
Man, folks, I'm gonna have to take a break. We're gonna have to take a short break, and we're not done yet. Okay, we're gonna come back and try to kick it a little bit longer for you folks. Thank you for being patient, and we'll be back momentarily. Hey, we're back, everybody. Thanks for being patient for us. We're gonna try to bring it home with another good portion of some conversation. And the topic I wanted to get into next was it has to do more with cryptids, bro. It has to do more with cryptids, stuff that's out in the national parks. Okay, this guy,
Skinwalking Ranch,
yes, damn, stuff like that. Okay, so check this out. My boy on X, Proletario One, he has a post that says the strange, dark, and mysterious, the unforeseen danger of wildlife. Do you want to know what's really out there? Do you want to know why national parks are not safe? Do you want to know why our government keeps this classified? Do you want to hear stories from eyewitnesses? Do you want to know where not to go? Do you want to know about particular cryptids? And he has all these videos posted on here that have people given their experience with strange shit out in the woods. Call it a Bigfoot, call it a wolf man, call it a goat man, whatever you want. But
sectoids.
There's without a doubt no denying that people that go into the national parks, a lot of them come up missing, okay? He goes on to say on one of the comments where he says, we certainly have seen, or he's commenting to this girl, Julie Donuts, on there that says, we have to come find conspiracy theories or truth. And he says, we certainly have, Julie. Subjects like this are getting major traction. Just go to my last post. It has almost 750,000 views on this topic. So people are definitely interested. And
have you heard of the missing 411?
Yes, I have.
It's research done by a guy named David Politis,
mm-hmm,
where he started doing an investigation on all the missing people at national parks.
Yes, dude.
And there's definitely some stuff going on there.
So check this out. He goes on to say, well, there are cases of people being approached by government agents and are told not to disclose any info on what they saw because some eyewitnesses learned somehow that these creatures are able to get around unseen. Tunnels are one way, but we're talking about a myriad of cryptids who do not all share the same travel methods. Portals are used also. And bro, when I started getting into this guy's post, man, he's talking about, yeah, I went and clicked on some of these videos, and yeah, these people, I mean, as strange as it sounds, you know, I mean, what's crazier than a Bigfoot, right?
Mm-hmm.
And folks, I never thought I'd go down this path. Okay, but I'm like tripping out now because I know that for a fact, like you said, that missing 411, it talks about all the missing people that go just vanish. They just somehow disappear and they're never heard from them again. There's another map right here that he shows that says the map. The top map shows mysterious cases of people vanishing without a trace. The bottom map shows America's largest cave systems.
They're right on.
And they connect. Yeah. you lay them over each other. And look, here in Texas, bro, look over here, the Panhandle, the Palo Duro Canyon. Right by
where we live.
I mean, here in West Texas, folks, there's not a lot of woods. There's not a lot of nature, a lot of places you can just go get lost in. But I've been to some places where, damn, the woods just seem to never end, bro.
Dude, and one of the things this guy talks about on the, you know, the missing 411,
mm-hmm,
he's saying that the majority of these, like, missing people, it's on a federal land, you know, like these national parks and stuff where,
yes,
your local police department can't go and start snooping around.
Right,
you know, it's federal land where they have to do the investigations and stuff. So if there's something nefarious going on with our governments, they're the ones that have control of all the investigating, mm-hmm, if there are portals or cryptids, so, whatever.
Yeah, so pretty much you're saying they can intercept anything that's going on, exactly, and prevent it from getting public traction or light.
Yeah. Like, if, let's say, God forbid, we're at a Yellowstone and one of our kids comes up missing. We can't go and start searching on our own because don't have free range there. It's federal land.
You got to just bring sit on your hands and wait for them to come and tell you, oh, yeah, this is what happened, or we can't find them, we can't locate them.
Yeah, there's some funky stuff going on, dude.
So check, go ahead.
You have that cave system, right?
Yes.
All right. So I've talked about hollow earth. I know that you're kind of along flat earth.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've talked about
flat earth before. Flat or hollow, yeah, one of the two.
So with my what I understand about Hollow Earth is that there, you know, there's a continent inside the continent. There's there's a whole other entities there. There's different life. There's dinosaurs still, stuff like that.
Like that Godzilla movie. Yeah, did you watch the new Godzilla movie?
Yeah, exactly. Same type aspect, right?
Yes.
There's civilizations there, just like us, but way more advanced.
And then with its own sun, with its own ecosystem, all this shit.
Yeah, it's very weird how it all plays out.
Hard to believe, but no, it's feasible.
But when you
King
understand,
Kong, not Godzilla. I'm sorry to interrupt. I know people are screaming at me right now. It's King Kong, my bad, not Godzilla. Sorry.
So with this Hollow Earth, right? Once you understand that exists, that's what Bird was down there. That when Admiral Bird went down to Antarctica, they flew that plane inside. They realized that was there. Now they're no longer allowed to go there because it's controlled by the military-industrial complex that's off the planet.
Yes.
However, there are entrances. There's one specifically, I believe, in Ukraine or in Russia, and there's one in Kentucky.
What the fuck? Really?
And you're able to go through the cavern system. And inside these cavern systems, you have different types of life. There's non-human life in some of these, very in-depth, and whole civilizations. And some of them are self-aware, some of them are not. But they're just kind of like another creature.
No shit. Dude.
So there you go. That gives kind of some viability of there being some kind of a hairy monster, hairy creature out there that has access to this place. And maybe that's what's snatching people out of the parks.
You have to remember that we are not the apex predator.
That,
we are not the top of the food chain. That's a lie.
That's a
psychological manipulation factor. When it comes to non-human groups and stuff like that, there are some very powerful groups that you could think would be an angel or a demon or a god. They're not. They're just using technology or their own unique abilities to make you think that.
So check this out. This is what's crazy, okay? Because and I don't know if you heard of the podcast that we did on the Fourth Turning and the video that we played about Trump wanting to like work on these vertical takeoff vehicles and wanting to work on freedom cities and shit like that, right? In this same post, that guy Proletario One goes on to say, Donald Trump said he wanted to turn state and national parks into freedom cities. What is the safety requirements for this to be accomplished? Sending the U.S. military to clear out the cave system where these creatures are responsible for all the missing victims who were never found in these national parks. Not to mention the deep state who have secret bases where they create these chimera or hybrid monsters. This is where some of the homeless people end up. I explain how this process.
About that.
I explain how this process works because this was given to me, splicing human DNA with animal DNA. I presume they use CRISPR-Cas9 to accomplish this, introducing genetic modifications into the subject's genome or strategic loci. And this is what's tripped out, bro. Because check this out: a surgical procedure facilitating the integration of a bioengineered organ designed to emulate a wolf's olfactory system. This artificial organ interfaces seamlessly with the subject's neural network, augmenting olfactory acuity to levels reminiscent of the lupine counterpart. Lupine comes from lupus, Latin for wolf, and its related objective, lupinous or wolfish. Our friend Eric Constancio has lupus, and this is where I got it from. What if werewolves actually freaking exist, but in some people the DNA is kind of watered down, and in other people they just got the full blown genetic ability to somehow turn into a freaking wolf, bro. And then there you go. There's your human hybrid creature. A skinwalker basically is what these people say they see on the Skinwalker Ranch, or humans that could turn into wolves or any kind of freaking
shapeshifters.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man.
So
that's interesting.
What's to say that, Ramos, you're right, that these state and national parks, there needs to be some kind of a clean out or some kind of an operation that needs to take place if these things do exist, because it seems like there are. I mean, you get people's you look on this post this guy made, and he just has like at least a two dozen YouTube videos of all these people just adamant about what they saw in the woods, and just stories that just get swept under the rug just because they're like, oh, well, they just got lost and they came back, or they didn't come back, and you're forced to believe it.
Multi-pronged, right? So in our dumps and a deep underground military bases, they are doing genetic modifications with children and whatnot, to the same experiments that you saw Joseph Mengele and whatnot, and they're doing that with animals. making, you know, human animal hybrid. Yeah. They also get DNA. What they'll do is they'll create weaponry for off-world groups and trade in a barter system, and they'll get biological samples, and then they'll take those biological samples of alien or non-human DNA and try to splice it with human DNA and then create hybrids. So, like, reptilian-human hybrids. Yeah. Unfortunately, reptilians, there's an issue with, like, the Rh-negative blood type. It's like they have to have somebody else that's Rh-negative. If it's Rh-positive, the child will die at birth or whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one aspect of it. But this is what they're doing at the higher levels. So on, like, at your Lunar Operations Command, Antarctica, and stuff like that, or in some of these very did you ever watch Above Majestic?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
I did.
So they talk about that a little bit. Emery Smith or whatnot said he was getting them, these genetics inside of his lab that were non-human and from other planets and whatnot. And then what they're doing is the same thing they do with our black projects. Is this person gets to do this part of this project, this person gets to do this part of this project. They never know about each other. And then up here, we're going to put these two things together for the next step in our projects.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things they were trying to do was create super soldiers. Now, if you believe anything that I've talked about with the TR-3Bs and the fleets, the Solar War and Space Program, which BuzzFeed outed a long time ago, then you start to understand that there's these levels that they're trying to do. They're creating super soldier programs and these fleets in order to conquer and to infiltrate. And
that's what a TR-3B is, believe it or not, this thing right here.
Yeah, it's got a gravity wave generator on it and then inertial dampeners on the outside, and that prevents you from experiencing those G-forces, so that way you can travel at the speed of light without breaking your neck or being thrown into a seat.
Or passing out, man. That's some crazy shit, bro. When I saw this, I first saw this somewhere else, and, bro, it gave me the it made me reminisce of that triangle object they saw over Phoenix.
Yeah, Phoenix lights.
They said this huge freaking triangle object was up there, and then it moved away.
If you'll go onto my Facebook real quick.
All right.
We're looking for anomalous advanced aerospace vehicles.
Right there.
Let's try this one right here. So you have the Huffington Post with the Solar Warden program, right? You mind backing out of that one time?
That TR-3B, that flying triangle.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so what we figured out was there are paintings throughout history, right? There's one from the 1600s that has craft on it and whatnot.
I remember seeing stuff like that.
Yeah. And so they have these triangular shapes.
Mm-hmm.
And so you'll see craft that have the triangular shape, and then you'll see craft that are like our submarines. You know, our original Solar Warden space program, we took a Gato-class sub, put a gravity wave generator on it or a similar, put it into space. That was one of the first aspects.
Like this.
Yeah, so that's your more advanced now of the SSP right here. But if you'll click on, I don't see it in this one. But here it is, this one right here. Sorry about that. You see the triangular shape here inside of this? This is what you see. And this is a lot like you see from the, you know, in Star Wars, the Star Destroyers.
Okay,
truth and fiction aspect right here. And so you have craft that are like this, and then you have craft that are your triangular shapes. Look like they're on the left, which would be like your dark fleet.
Oh, and then your cigar shaped stuff that people talk
cigar
about.
Shape. Yeah. Yeah, you see those all the time.
Yeah,
now.
So like
or you hear about them.
Oumana, Oumuahu.
That's a weird word to pronounce.
So that was the
Oumuahu or something like that.
I can't remember how to say it, but so that was one of the cigar shaped asteroids from outside of our galaxy that had come in to our galaxy, and it was intercepted by the secret space program and whatnot. Because that had to do with the Anunnaki. But we have these coming through our system all the time. And so they can pass them off as cigar-shaped asteroids when it's really a ship being cloaked or being looking like an asteroid.
And how many times have you heard in the news, you know, like some kind of
cigar
asteroid?
Cigar-shaped? Yeah.
Damn,
that's
bro.
That's interesting.
That is crazy stuff. So they got to, I mean, in order for all this stuff to work, I'm pretty sure they got to have, like I said, subjects to work on or have subjects to experiment this stuff on, because I'm pretty sure that the technology just didn't work the first time they attempted it. I'm pretty sure they had a few people lose their lives or get hurt or damaged in some way through all this stuff. And like you were saying a while ago, you know, like they need people to be guinea pigs pretty much and have these
experiments
and other kind of freaking torture devices and you know, human splicing operations and stuff with an animal. They need people in order to conduct this type of experiment on, right? And it's kind of crazy because just the other day they had Xi Jinping show up in San Francisco, right? And everybody was amazed at how all of a sudden San Francisco was cleaned
up. They cleaned it up so quick.
There was no more shit on the street.
Cleaned it up for the king.
Exactly, right? They took all the homeless people and just did something with them, all the crack addicts, the fentanyl addicts, right? Well, this guy, the real James Wood on X, poses a good question. He says, so the San Francisco homeless completely disappeared in one night in preparation for Newsom's bend the knee grovel to commie dictator Z. What happened to them? Where are they now? Right? Check out this video.
You may or may not have heard about what's going on in San Francisco with the homeless population, but it's wild. It's got my brain going down so many different avenues right now. I guess a few days ago, China's General Secretary Tsai, he visited San Francisco to meet Governor Gavin Newsom. And everybody knows how bad the homeless population situation has gotten in San Francisco. Even Elon Musk was recently talking about it in an interview with Joe Rogan.
I think San Francisco is a beautiful city, and we should really fight hard to kind of right the ship of San Francisco. If you walked around downtown San Francisco, right near the ex-FKA Twitter headquarters, it's a zombie apocalypse. It's crazy. Can't believe it until you go there.
Well, evidently, overnight, people, they're just all gone. And I just saw a video of someone else is talking about it right here.
Did you see one video of them cleaning up the streets? Did you see one video of them hauling those homeless people off? No, you sure didn't. And isn't that amazing that not one person got a cell phone video of them in San Francisco rounding up the homeless?
And in his comments section, people from all over are talking about how they've got family that have gone missing there. They can't get a hold of their family. Local people know people that were down there that they can't get a hold of since that night, since the day that all took place. Evidently, people were driving around and they were getting asked to get in white vans. And these people are never seen from again. They're telling the local homeless there that they're taking them to the train station. There's some crazy stuff going on over there, but they cleaned it all up in one night. We've all been distracted by all this other stuff going on all over the world, and right in our own backyard here, this is going on. There's some wild stuff going on, and be careful how deep you dig on this, y'all, because you may not like the answers that you find.
It's a good question to pose, you know. That's definitely a damn good question, because you see videos everywhere when some shit goes down, right? There's not a single video that I've seen of them cleaning up the San Francisco so fast, bro. They did it within 2 weeks. So my question is, what happened? You know, did they go somewhere for disposal, or did they go somewhere to get, you know, turned into a guinea pig, a human guinea pig, or some shit like that?
I know they didn't go to hotels. You sound like they're going to go and cram all these people into these hotels.
Or they're not doing COVID all over again, where they put them in hotels and gave them drugs and alcohol and stuff?
Dog. Yeah. Oh, that's right. I remember that shit, right? Yep. Damn, bro.
It makes you wonder, what is really going, like, what did they do? And there's so many different things wrong with this, because it shows you that if they really wanted to clean this stuff up, they could do it within overnight. A few days. Overnight. Yeah, overnight, really. If they really wanted to clean it up. They don't. And then it.
Same shit in El Paso.
Yeah, same shit. Yeah.
Red Pill was saying that when Biden went to El Paso that one time, all of a sudden, oh man, all the illegals were moved out the way and put somewhere else.
But the bigger question is, where did they go? What are they doing with these people? Where are they at?
I've never been there, so I can't really express the extent of how bad the problem is. But if Elon Musk is saying it's a freaking zombie apocalypse, and I've seen videos of people just everywhere, just on fentanyl, bro. Just
zombies.
Like zombies, yeah. Dude. Just you can't function. You can't communicate. I think, I don't know, bro. Eventually, I think once you get past that totalitarianism state, or that world dictator state, or that, I don't know what event you would call it, I can see how eventually America would crack down on its own people and just get the vagrants, the bums. Get them all out of here. But that's scary.
Isn't that communism and fascism 101, though?
Yeah. Yes, because that's exactly what started happening in the Weimar in Germany, right? Yeah. But once they get all those people out the way, who's next? They get all the undesirable people, the ones that got mental disabilities.
The slippery slope.
The ones
they
that...
They go after veterans.
Those. Yeah. Anybody classified as a disruptor or anything, bro. That's where, you know, the slippery slope, I mean... leads to. And I saw this video, and your mind can go in any direction, but my mind specifically goes to, yeah, guinea pigs. Why not send them through a Stargate? Why not put them on one of Elon Musk's starships and see if they can make it through the firmament or some shit?
Why not sell them to an off-world group that eats humans? Why not sell them into slavery?
Yes.
So
wasn't it Eisenhower that had that agreement?
Yeah, so Eisenhower's the one who screwed us on that.
Yeah.
He's the one who capitulated to off-world groups, and they created treaties where they could take our people.
In exchange for technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Barter system.
Mm-hmm.
And then Rothschild and them said, oh, this is, we can make more money off this. So then you tell us, and then we'll go grab them and give them to you. And that's part of what the Solar Warden program was doing. It was giving reptilian entities human species for multiple purposes. And that's
they probably haven't stopped either. It's still going on, I bet.
Yeah, there's nobody to stop it. So when you get to that level of the threat network, they have, there's no more good guys. Like, once you get into that off-world aspect, everything's controlled through councils or a military-industrial complex, which would be like what you saw in Nazi Germany. So take your Nazi military, make them even more crazy, give them a whole bunch of technology, put them in outer space, let them go out there and do what they were going to do
in Germany on here.
And that's exactly what they've done. And then they connected with like-minded groups like the Reptilians and others, the Maitri and a couple of other groups that are just all about.
So how many different, I don't know if you want to call them entities or whatever, different types of, I guess, entities that are, would you think, you think there's more than like three or four, like a handful of just different people out here walking amongst humans that are not human?
Well, I know that we trade with
hybrids, I guess, or
we trade with over 500 different groups already.
Really? That many?
Mm-hmm. So, and then out here you'll have different groups. So for a non-human entity is not supposed to show its true self here on the planet. That's part of the agreements that are made, right? So that's why they mask. That's why they have used different techniques and whatnot in order to not be shown. Now, the CEO, as part of the Solar Warden program, was the Intruder Intercept and Interrogation Program, which went to CEOs' offices out of the military-industrial complex. And the corporations, the 1,080 corporations with 500 interlocking board members. And what they would do is they would grab these people out of their offices. And what they were non-humans. They were either like Manchurian candidates or whatnot, or being doing something nefarious. And you saw this happen quite often. But it's an aspect you have to understand, though, that the Dracos still control the planet at the highest levels. So what they want, and the people that are coming here that they're saying are enemies, aren't necessarily our enemies as humans. But then again, we are also viewed as very low level compared to all
compared
of them.
See, and it reminds me of Phil Schneider, you know, when he was at the Dolce Dumbs in Dolce, New Mexico.
Yeah, where he lost his fingers and whatnot because they got into it with the gray entities.
And I remember the first time I heard that story, I was like, oh, man, it's crazy. I don't know about it. But then, you know, I took a little time, looked into who this guy was, you know, and he shows where, you know, he's got this big old scar from, like, waist to neck where he was split open with this kind of the way he described this, like some kind of a laser or whatever, cut his finger, like chopped him in half damn near when he got into this firefight with these, they're some kind of entities.
Some type of tall gray. And what they were doing was they were drilling into a ship and they drilled into the outside in this black goo, which I believe was a non-Newtonian liquid used to build ships at this level. It started pouring out. And then, of course, they came out and was like, you know, what are you doing? And then they got into a firefight. He ends up back in the elevator to go up. The rest of the people down there end up getting killed. Mm-hmm. And what he talked about was they were able to fire directed energy weapon systems out of their chest. And that's what he got hit with. So I don't know if it was something they were wearing or what. I don't know the in-depth details on that.
And then he goes on a circuit, you know, kind of telling his story and pretty much being like a whistleblower.
Yeah.
And then he gets taken out, you know. The one thing that caught my mind is like, or caught my eye is how they said that like he killed himself, but like he had no thumbs. He had like he was missing so many fingers. They had said that he tried to hang himself. There was no way he could have tied a knot, missing all the fingers and stuff that he was missing from that firefight.
Mm-hmm.
And they said that he had like strangled himself with this catheter or something like that.
Yeah,
it's like how
twisted.
He died.
Yeah, that sounds like you died from suicide while taking two gunshots to the back.
One
of
those,
head.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. He's just
spilling too many beans.
Oh yeah. So if you're an SSP whistleblower, Secret Space Program whistleblower, you are targeted immediately. You are hit. You have handlers. They're coming at you. You will die if you say the wrong things. This happened to multiple people. All the people inside of the Above Majestic documentary and stuff like that died, they were killed.
Damn, dude.
There's a guy named David Adar, right? He created one of the you remember that colonization they were talking about? There's a ship that we can go from here to the Andromeda Galaxy in 20 minutes.
Yes.
All right. So the guy who built an engine like that, his name is David Adar, and what he's got is he's got it put all over the internet. So if anything happens to him, if he dies, it's like a dead man switch immediately drops to people. And he told them how to create this engine, how to create the ship using parts and tools that you can get at your local
Ace Hardware or something like that.
Exactly. He's got it all listed out. And so that's what some of us have to do in order to keep these people pushed back away from us, away from our families, mm-hmm. things of that nature.
Man, that's insane, bro. So when we were speaking about these missing homeless people, right, you mentioned maybe some of them were taken to another off-world planet to be slaves or workers or some shit like that, right? That doesn't sound too far-fetched to me, man, because did you ever hear this individual, this ex-Marine by the name of Michael Herrera on the Sean Ryan show?
Mm-hmm.
And have you heard?
Yeah, he's with 2nd Battalion, 5th Marines. I was with 1st Battalion, 5th Marines.
Bro, the story he gives on there, man, it pretty much verifies the speculation that, hey, maybe people are being taken to another off-world planet or off-world place here on Earth, maybe another landmass or to outer space or some shit. But he talks about how he was in some kind of jungle, right? I think in
Sumatra, during the Sumatra earthquake.
Right, yes. And somehow they get encountered by this freaking this black force. It's like Delta Force crew that pretty much asks them and questions them what the hell they're doing in this area where this suspected crash happened after an earthquake, right? Take a listen.
When we tracked right down here and got around 150 to 200 meters from it, all of a sudden we were engaged, at least not in a hostile manner, not gunfire or firefight or anything like that. But the way that these guys moved was so fluid, it was so still, it was very, very, very smooth. And the gear that they had was black OTV vests. They had black camouflage utilities.
What you're saying is they were professionals.
And that's when you kind of picked up the hum that this object was doing along with these guys flipping their safeties off, especially M4. It's a very distinct sound. And they started yelling at us. You're not supposed to fucking be here. What the fuck are you guys doing here? Who the fuck are you with? At one point, they said they were going to smoke us. They could throw us out of a helicopter. It's very easy to get lost in the jungle out here. They kept saying stuff like that. They're having two guys watch while there's a guy basically taking our magazines out of our vest. They actually knew where our military IDs were because in Marine Corps order, you have to have them in your left breast pocket. So as they're searching us, we're watching this thing happen. And that's when we started seeing trucks come from our left and go onto this platform. And they were up armored 350s. I know exactly what 350s are.
And, I mean, he says that these people just engaged them out of nowhere after encountering this hovering craft that was floating off the ground. And it had some kind of a lift on it, and they were putting shit inside of it.
Yeah, they were putting bodies inside of those vehicles.
Yes, dude.
Do you remember that one TikTok that our friend Monica showed us? It was in Spanish, but mm-hmm. remember that lady had said that she had stumbled across, was it like a big trailer, like an 18-wheeler trailer just full of like dead kids?
With a big container, yeah, just dead bodies of it.
Yep.
And that they were being sent to, God dang it, somewhere in New Mexico.
That right there where I'm talking where Phil Schneider was doing stuff at Dolce, New Mexico.
Yes.
Over there right down the street from Zorro Ranch, nonetheless.
Yeah. Oh, shit. The Epstein ties.
So this guy, right, he had a lieutenant colonel out of the Air Force come up to him and threaten him. And the reason why they did that is the Air Force Space Command is in charge of preventing this information from getting out. They're one of the ones that are using that psychoelectric warfare on people. So like me, a couple buddies I know, a woman I know from here and from around here, it's because we know about extraterrestrials. We don't just know about it. We know about the in-depth nature of it. Not what you're going to see in these stupid-ass hearings that you keep right. seeing, yeah. but like the actual what's going on with a fascist military-industrial complex and how it's all working and piecing together.
Yes.
And so Air Force Space Command is one of them that will come after you. The NRO is another one. They're specifically designed to keep this information from coming out. This is why they'll target you no matter what. You have the NSA that will do this as well, and then, of course, the CIA. And they'll use whatever groups they have to. They'll get Delta Force. They'll get a special unit out of the Air Force in order to come, and this is what they do. They go track this stuff down. Then they'll use Alien Presence Investigative Services and things of that nature in order to come to you, harass you. There's also one that's called the Men in Black.
Yeah,
Men in Black, though, are actually a gray group of gray entities that dress up like, and it looks like they're kind of human, but their skin looks fake and whatnot. Mm-hmm. And there's actually videos and images of them.
Yep.
And they'll go around to people too to figure out what they're going to talk about and hit them with psychoelectric weaponry and whatnot in order to manipulate the individual, blank people's minds.
Yeah.
Whole nine.
That's nuts, bro.
So the movie is just a psyop to make you make people think, oh, these Men in Black is just this cool fantasy characters.
Yep.
Yeah.
But like they're a real thing.
Yeah, no, like, bro. Like, allegedly.
Like they're the good guys, but they're not.
Allegedly, from what I've researched, these people that turn out to be these so-called Men in Black, they're chosen from childhood, bro. And especially a child that has no family connections, just because for the fact that they disappear, something bad happens to them, nobody's going to ask questions, right?
Everybody's groomed. So when you get to that level, the military-industrial complex, same thing with our politicians, everybody's groomed.
Yeah, there you go. And then, if you're chosen to become one of these individuals, there's a lot of mind conditioning that's necessary. Drug-induced comas, then programmed to kill and forget. This guy that was a whistleblower, he came out and admitted that. He said most of these Men in Black are alien-human hybrids, and you can tell distinctly because they have no white in their eyes.
It's all black.
It's all black. And then you've heard the stories of the black-eyed children.
Yeah, there's also a group down in the Philippines or somewhere in that area that are non-human that look exactly like they're Asian. And the only way you could tell those because their whole eye is black.
Yeah, dude. That's
but you,
insane,
like you wouldn't
man.
Be able to tell from a distance or anything. You'd walk past them.
Or they're always wearing shades. You know, look mysterious. You can't see their eyes.
Or like the group that's known as like the Nordic group and stuff like that. They look like Norwegian people.
The
blonde
Palladians,
hair.
Right?
Kind of. Yeah. Mm. I don't like them, but I got my reasons. I'll go into that one day with y'all when we get there.
So, I mean, all this stuff, dude, it's just so intriguing, bro. And, I mean, when you get into the technology, oh, wow, yeah, yeah. I've heard about that, too. Somehow that she's affiliated with the same type of blood type or
Seven bloodline. Sisters. And then, of course, her Einstein EB1 visa isn't for coming from Europe.
Oh, shit. She just opened it up another can of worms, man.
Damn it, dude. Yeah, what do you think about this video right here, Tristan? This video right here. It says this is the best footage I can find, where witnesses also say the craft had transparent mesh-like skin that was filmed in Missouri 2022 on an Xfinity security camera. And this shit looks wild, bro. It looks like there's some kind of cloaking device that's on it or in it. And
with the unified field theory, you are able to cloak. And then also with the 1943 Philadelphia experiment, they were able to also cloak it and then move the ship as well. So that is true. On some of these ships, when you start looking into the quantum physics, you'll walk inside one of these ships and you'll think you're in a coliseum because it's different types of physics. Your mind doesn't think like that, though. When you walk onto an airplane, it's the only part of the inside.
In tube.
When you walk into some of these ships, they're huge on the inside while looking like they're a small craft.
Wow.
The mesh and whatnot, lenticular, I believe is the term for it, and it's supposed to be that way in order to so it looks like it's reflective. Now,
that's crazy.
What do you think about this story? Dude. What do you think about this story as far as the Pelicadas in Peru? Have you heard about that? The face peelers, where these indigenous people are claiming that there's some kind of alien force there that's trying to get them off their land, or it's abducting people. And they're saying that there's these men or these alien hybrid individuals on these hoverboards, bro. And you haven't heard about this story?
No, that sounds right because there are multiple bases here on the planet. Like they signed treaties and stuff like that in order to have bases. There's three Draco bases at minimum here on the planet. And then, of course, like in Peru and stuff like that, your like Chilean government has a lot of access to information because of the ruins that are there. Mm-hmm. And stuff like that.
Because that's where the Nazca lines are at. They're in Peru. There's a lot of stuff going on there.
Yeah, so there's stuff like inside the mountains, inside the caves. There's underwater bases. And we are not alone even here on the planet, but they don't want you to see this. They don't want you to understand this. But in like Machu Picchu, the Egypt, stuff like that, there's all sorts of different connections to these off-world groups. They talk about it in different ways. But then... like the group that was here that created all the pyramids and stuff like that on the ley lines for technology, what we consider Atlantis and whatnot, stuff like that, they ended up getting outed, and then there was these other groups that came all along the way. And if you go to like the Russian intel book on alien races and stuff like that, it talks about some of that. However, there's some disinformation in there on purpose to keep you from fully gathering the full picture and scope of what's happening. But I believe that stuff like this happens because... there are some groups that are here, like in New Mexico out in some of those places, away from the like White Sands and whatnot, there's a whole another group that lives inside the cave system there.
Yes, I've seen that.
And so, but they've been here for a long time.
They have a whole city built into these mountains and cliffs. Like, you know how like ants have that whole, they have their whole little tunnel system.
Oh shit!
There's a sect of like I always thought it was just a Native American.
There's no way they could have built that. They inhabited it probably.
But it's more than like some kind of. I don't think they're human beings yet. Interesting.
You'd be surprised how close it is.
It is, bro, because, I mean, Carlsbad Caverns isn't that far from here. And I've said it before. You go there, I mean, that elevator takes you down floors, dude. And you're
I don't think I could do it, man. I'd freak out.
It's nuts. But, hey, you're in there. You're thinking, oh, this is just a cool geological event that just happened. And it's natural.
There's something else going on there.
Yeah. Nah, bro. Yeah. There's definitely something going on. And who can tell? I mean, who can tell? I mean, all this stuff that we've presented today, it seems fanciful. It seems like, hey, this is just some far out stuff that doesn't exist. But like Tristan said, it's crazy to think that this stuff is a lot closer than you can imagine, folks. And it's probably happening right in front of you and you can't even realize it. When do you think all this will be like just confirmed, just given to humanity? Say, hey, The gig is up, folks. You got us. Here's all this technology and all this stuff that we've been hiding from you. Do you think there's a point in time when this will transpire?
Okay, that's a good question, right? So you have what the Q drops say, right? And so that's what's in the shot heard around the world on my Facebook, is what the Q drops are talking about, where it's supposed to be white hats are supposed to eventually oust this group. You're supposed to have a lot of information come to light, which we're starting to see a lot more of, right?
Yeah.
Are the information and influence campaigns from every direction are coming to light, right? But I have to go back to my personal experiences here, okay? So I've understood Q for a very long time. I've understand the threat network and how they are attacking it using the Carver method and how it's different groups of different people in a confederation trying to stop this group and oust them from power. Mm-hmm. So in my experiences, though, I have interacted with not only black hats but white hats, and both of them, by using radio frequency, have tried to manipulate me one way or another, which have caused scars for me. I've told you about my family and how we're McCoys and Parkers, and this goes back to the Pacer family and the Kennedys and whatnot. All
that family. I hate to interrupt you, but that family, the Pacer, they run a lot of the world, and people don't know it.
Yeah, they have no idea. They're not very well known.
I might have got your show a red flag just by saying that name. Shit. We could talk about that off
if you want to do that, we can go to the Grey Pope.
But yes. But I hate to interrupt you. But
go ahead, bro. No, go
ahead. So these same families. So, like, you have Donald Trump, right? And if you'll go to my Facebook, it's not on there. Never mind.
Okay. No, good.
I actually sent it to you, though. It's the one with Robert Kennedy, right?
Yes.
So I have lost two family members who were locked in nursing homes, one to a stroke, I believe, from the vaccine and a flu mixture, and the other one was just locked inside. It was my grandfather. And this was happening under Trump's administration, okay? Now, Trump, into 2023, is still saying that there's no problems with the vaccines. Now, that's a problem for me because I know that that's
firsthand.
Yeah, and I have the information. I sent you some stuff the other night, right, where it came out that the EcoHealth Alliance proved this
in
2020, right? So Trump had that information. Trump had the information about from the 2018, from the March 3rd drop, where they're talking about using innocence. So he knows this is happening to us. He knows that we're being killed. He knows they're destroying our lives and everything. He doesn't do anything about it. Now, he claims that Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is a good-hearted man and whatnot like that. I don't believe that because he's on the flight logs. He helped with Operation Warp Speed, and that this is now our infant mortality rate is beyond anything that you can imagine. So why would I believe? If these people were supposedly helping me and then left me to die, then how is that helping? And how are you a white hat at all? Right. You look at like Elon Musk. Elon Musk is SRA, and he's just trying to save himself. But he's caught up with...
You said that, Ramos.
Same way with Kanye, with Balenciaga. And pretty much anybody else that he's tried, you know, RFK was one of them he's tried to oust. But even the Kennedy grandchildren are going against Trump. You know, they came out and said that RFK Jr.'s presidential bid is unbelievable and that they're going to vote for Biden.
Wow.
Oh my gosh.
Jeez, so when you talk, when you come across people who are talking about Q and whatnot with the whole John F, you know, John Jr. still alive.
Right.
No. That's trying to get the whole movement caught up.
Wow.
With everything. That is not true. Now, did they kill John F. Kennedy and the sacrifice? Absolutely. But what you're seeing is syndicate on syndicate. And when you start to see a bunch of white hats are part of these different syndicates, they're not aligning themselves with the Rothschild, Soros, House of Saud. They're wanting to go in and take the power themselves. So the Kennedys, the Astors, and some of the other families, they got screwed over the years. Mm. And that's what you're seeing. So you have a lot of gray hats, and then the white hats don't do anything. You have nothing that's come about through. Nobody has been held accountable for COVID in any manner, even though the detriment still continues to this day. They've now proven the election was rigged and that the mail-in ballots show that Donald Trump should have won. That's probably not ever going to change. And so you're going to have to continue on.
Damn.
So you're in the eye of the, you're in the middle of the storm right now, right? Not only with Lahaina being hit by actual weather warfare and a hurricane, mm-hmm. but individuals out here who are being psycho, electrically enslaved and have no avenues to get help. Their souls are screaming out with the sickness, right? And he knows about it. And he sat at Mar-a-Lago and did nothing. That's a problem for me. Yeah. I go to the police department. I go to the feds. These people don't care. They don't help. It's literally just us on our own out here trying to do whatever we can to save the lives of the people around us. That's from the vaccines. That's from these stupid weaponry and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it's getting harder and harder to preach peace, which I did for years while being attacked. Every day in my home, while having people come into my home, while having my bones broken, I still preach peace for so long. But now I'm to the point where if you're not with me, if Donald Trump's not with me, I'm not with you. And since April of 2020, in my head, it's been that way. Mm-hmm. So if it's, Howard Hughes theory. Do you remember who Howard Hughes was?
No, I don't.
He was.
If you'll click on my Facebook real quick.
Wasn't he the guy that movie Catch Me If You Can was about?
No, well, I don't believe so. Did you remember the 007 movie with Willard White where they kidnap Willard White and...
Nope.
And they hold him, right? They took him. They used recordings of his voice and whatnot in order to pretend to be him. Mm-hmm. That's what they did with this real guy named Howard Hughes.
He's a real wealthy man. I know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was a billionaire. He was funding Nixon's campaign, gave to his brother and whatnot. Right here, Howard Hughes theory. Don't worry about this one. We're going to click on this one right here. Perfect. So this is what right here is what they did to Howard Hughes, okay? And... So they can take a billionaire, remove them from their position of power, right? They what they did to Howard Hughes, they drugged him, put him in a hotel room, and left him there, and then slowly used their assets to whittle away his money, and then, of course, use voice recordings of him. Now we have AI that can do that as well. We have AI that can pretend to be anybody's voice that they want to be. So they had this stuff way back then as well. Now you have people like the Kennedys, right? John F. Kennedy Jr. grew up under Aristotle Onassis, the same man who ordered his father's killing, who was a satanic ritual abuser. So what you see is after John and Robert were killed, then there was nobody left in the family to protect the other children. So, of course, they went back to doing what they were doing. So all these people have killed kids at some point. Now, this is Donald Trump, right? So I've had to sit here and watch to see where Donald Trump's going to go. Is he going to get removed and replaced? Are they going to replace him with a clone, a masked individual? Or whatnot.
Yeah. Same thing they've been doing with Biden these past few years.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Right? Yeah, and we've seen that happen over and over. There was even, at one point, Ron DeSantis was a body double for Trump, and you can see that with his mannerisms and things like that. He talked and speak directly like him, has the same type
of cadence.
Yeah. And so they were able to use that for a multitude of purposes. And they do that with other people, Brock, whomever, yes. Right?
Oh, yeah.
So we've had to sit here and watch to see if he is... who he says he is, and if he's going to turn on us in the future.
Yeah,
and that's where it's at. But he, right now, is saying that all these people are good, and it could be his optics, but at the same time, you have the whole vaccine stuff that's now killing people. If you'll exit out one time and go back to my psychic electric warfare, this one right here, if you'll play this whole video, this is him on sound right warfare. Here.
Let me go back over. Here you go.
They figure the way they're going to stop us is by using what's called warfare.
Torturing people, they're using people, they're using the torturing people, torturing people, they're using the torturing.
And that's what it is. This is warfare for the law. And we can't let it happen.
So,
the way they're going to stop
us. So he says they're using warfare against us.
Yeah.
He said on Donald Trump Jr.'s podcast that they're torturing people. And this is what he's talking about. They're using this. They know this. But for whatever reason, when they were in power, they didn't stop it. Now, this is where I get really frustrated right here. If you'll go back to the first video I told you to click on, this one right here, okay? And in it, before we play it, you see here it talks about, you know, sometimes you can't tell the public the truth. You have to show them, right?
Mm-hmm.
In order for people to find the will to change. Okay, but now if you'll play it with the sound on right here and listen to what he says.
All right, let's see.
I flew in with some of our great congressmen who we're going to introduce in a second, and I said to him, Congressman, what do you think? I can straighten it out fast. Should we just go in? No, sir. Let it simmer for a little while. Let people see what radical left Democrats will do to our country.
Damn.
So he says, so he's on a plane with a bunch of Republicans, and they all determined that, oh, we'll just let it simmer for a little while. So while people are being attacked, and mm-hmm. they knowingly know this,
mm-hmm.
while people are losing their lives, while they're losing their incomes, while they're losing their family members, they decided to let it simmer.
Yeah, that's some bullshit.
That is some BS on a whole nother degree. And what you've seen from Republicans over the last 3 years is the same thing over and over. Oh, we'll expose something, but nobody's going to be held accountable. Mm-hmm. We'll expose yeah. something, nobody's going to be held accountable.
You're right.
It's the same thing that keeps happening. And because he keeps touting these vaccines and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
like, he's losing a lot of respect from me.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So in my
mindset, damn, I mean, at the end of the day, then where's your other choice? I mean, so we really aren't given a choice. We're either being funneled to the future candidate that's going to go against Biden, or we're being funneled into voting for Donald Trump. So
we'll see. This is where it's at then, right? So mm-hmm. if those are my two choices, and I'm McCoy, and his best friend was a Hatfield, now where do you think I stand in that? You're telling me that with some of those times that they were scarring me or communicating with me, they weren't doing that on purpose?
Mm.
If he's a second-class citizen for the way he gets treated, I'm a third-class citizen.
Right.
So it's multi-tiered. It's not just two-tiered. It's multi-tiered. They don't care. And do you think he's ever come to my defense?
Oh, yeah. Hell no.
No. Mm-mm. You think he's going to show? He didn't come help me with the Secret Service. I've actually called Mar-a-Lago and stuff like that just to see if I could figure out a way to
damn
to talk.
That's fucking shit.
But the stuff like that, man, that you don't see all the time. But it makes you wonder. It's like, oh, okay, well, is he doing it for the whole optics?
Right.
Or is he?
I think a lot of it is optics.
It might be, but the optics are going to get us killed. So, therefore, it is in some people's best interest to go to war.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how bad it is. Because for those of us out here who know this stuff and are seeing what's going on, you're going to end up like China before you know it. And you're living in 1984 where most people are brainwashed or so in tune to what the TV tells them to that they forget to think for themselves or think about the 100%. Community
yeah.
around them, right?
Yeah.
So, if it comes down to me and mine versus Donald Trump and his, mm-hmm. I'm going to take me and mine every time.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So now we have the opportunity. We can either sit here and let this play out, right, and see what happens between white hats and black hats and go from there.
Mm-hmm.
But we know that after 2020, they were getting ready to start a civil war if he won the election again.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay? Yeah. That's guaranteed. That was what was going
to
happen.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Proof of it, people inside the government talking about slowing down everything possible in order to prevent him from doing it. And now you have people, if you go back to that Facebook and the psychoelectric aspect, just one back, yes, sir. People would get legitimately elected and then do away with elections and do away with opposition. So they're talking about taking us out right there, okay? Now they're talking about getting rid of elections entirely, going to a communist-style system, so that way they can have their next Xi Jinping coming to the United States.
Yeah,
right?
That's what they want.
If you'll click over one time for me, sir. You have David Plouth here. It is not enough to simply beat Trump. He must be destroyed thoroughly. His kind must not rise again. Well, hey, I thought him and I were, you know, you and me, man. You and me, because of what we know, it's J and K against the, you know, whatever the two galaxies can throw at this point.
Mm-hmm.
That was my mindset, right, because of stuff like this. So I thought we were on the same team here. If you'll go over one more, please, sir. Trump immediately jumps on Hillary Clinton's re-education camp proposal as proof they are coming after you. Now, that's exactly what they did to the Uyghurs in China. They put them in camps. They attacked them with psychoelectric warfare. They tracked them. They censored them. They listened to them. And then they started to systematically kill them. They'd rape their women. And then they would also, cause the men to be more feminine and whatnot. And so that way they
castrate
would
them.
Yeah,
from what
exactly.
I heard.
Yeah.
Castrate
yeah.
them so they can't procreate.
Yeah, exactly. And then so that's who you are. So that's from my perception of everything that's happening to me with all these different aspects. I'm the new Uyghur. I'm the Uyghur in the United States.
Yeah.
Now I'm a valor decorated Marine combat presidential guard. I fought in Afghanistan where Obama and Hillary and Biden all sold us out. Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I come back home. I get attacked at different levels by these groups. You talk about with that shooter, right, from Maine and the PTSD plus and how the VA is part of the aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I've been to the VA and had very odd experiences with individuals. I've had them give me drugs that are carcinogenic. I've had them give me drugs that have completely messed up my body, and they are not good at what they do. So that aspect is when you're an individual in my position, you already don't trust people as it is, but now you have no law enforcement that can help you out at any level, yeah. Federal, intel, whatever. Mm-hmm. No, military is not going to help you out. Your VA and your medical don't have the resources, don't have the knowledge, are not going to help you out, or we'll try to get you manipulated and caught up to that point that you're being removed from whatever it is you're doing.
Wow, man.
That is nuts, man. And these are all the people that we're taught to put our trust in. That's the bad part.
And so that's the thing, hard, right?
Part. Yeah.
So is Donald Trump who he says he is? Because you have all these people. Like Elon Musk pretends to be a white hat all over Twitter.
I know. I saw you flip him off on the screen a while ago.
Oh, dude, I can't stand that. So he's one of the guys that has the ability with the psychoelectric warfare. He's one of the people that gave that stuff to China to help them do this to people. So why wouldn't he do it here? Wow. He's SRA. He transitioned his firstborn son to a woman.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that, dude.
That's part of the ritual. That's something you can do. If you don't kill the person you love because you're psychopathic and you only love yourself, or sociopathic and only love yourself, then they make you transition your firstborn child. That's Luciferianism.
And
that's
why you have the transgender. And one of his other children died of SIDS, sudden infant death syndrome.
I didn't know that either.
That's wild, bro. Damn it. Yeah, probably much. It wasn't a SIDS. He probably just sacrificed them himself.
And they will do that, you know, because they abuse their own children and whatnot. You remember when, and you start looking at, so he's a billionaire. Trump's a billionaire. You have Bill Gates, who's on the mm-hmm. flight logs, who is using biological warfare against us.
Yep.
And now there's a big investigation into not only the mosquitoes that they're the bioengineered yeah. mosquitoes yeah. that were releasing malaria,
yeah.
but also the ticks that were giving people the
Lyme disease.
Lyme disease, thank you. Yeah, from the meat allergies.
The alpha gal, I think, and alpha gal, right? There's some shit like that where if it bites you, you're allergic to meat. You can't eat meat anymore.
Mm. Yeah, and so of course that's the biggest part of our diet. Whatever they say about eating the bugs and stuff. No. You need red
real
meat.
Real protein.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Damn it, man. All this stuff, it's intriguing, Tristan, man. It's something that I think it's going to come to light more and more that we have conversations like this and we bring it to the light ourselves. We're definitely not being told the truth by any means of any aspect of what's really transpiring here in America and in the world in general. But, man, conversations like this, I know that they're having an impact on the people that are listening. They're not just saying that because people have approached me and told me, man, I thank you for talking about this, or thank you for bringing this subject to light, because more people need to listen to it, man. And
yeah,
because
they're not getting this information from the mainstream news that they're listening
to. Oh, hell no. Nowhere. Know? I mean, nowhere. I mean, this is the one-of-a-kind conversation you're not going to hear anywhere else but here, folks. And with everything that's been said today, hey, I want to thank y'all for listening. I want to definitely thank my guest, Tristan, for showing up and dropping some knowledge on us. Ramos, thanks for freaking riding shotgun the last time you weren't here.
Man, this was an awesome conversation, man, because, I mean, we could probably go on for hours.
Dude, you know, like I said, man, that Facebook, and I'm telling you, I'm going to go and research it. There's just endless content up there and just endless show topics to discuss.
And I just want to reiterate just real quick mm-hmm. is that if you'll go Tristan Langston on Facebook, I think that my profile image is of my dog.
Yes.
Click on there, go to my images or my photos, go to albums, and then you can start seeing all this information that I have, and it's all listed on there. Don't worry about friending me on there. Don't worry about liking anything. Go in and look, and part of that is for people's protection, so that way they can have plausible deniability. Maybe, I don't really know this, whatnot.
Yes.
But you have an access to somebody who does have this information. Mm-hmm. I'm not trying to get people caught up. I'm trying to save lives here. Mm-hmm. That was the whole goal. With the child trafficking, with the getting people and the truth about what was going on with COVID and the vaccines, and now with the psychoelectric warfare and whatnot, it's about saving people's lives, because there's from where I'm sitting, it doesn't seem to be like there's a lot of good guys left anymore. So we're going to have to step up and be that good guy.
That's right.
So,
the hero generation. That, the hero generation. Before we get out of here, folks, a little housekeeping. Shout out to the John Eric Network, John Eric Media. Shout out to all the podcasts doing their things. Just to let people know, Ramos got his podcast coming in hot, folks.
Thank you. Ramos and Friends Radio. Right now, I just dropped a pilot episode with our boy Red Pill Reyes. And I don't know how often I'm going to do it, maybe biweekly, time permitting. But right now it's on the Pendejos feed. I'll have my own RSS feed soon. Y'all check it out if y'all want to. If y'all don't, that's cool too. You're not gonna hurt my feelings.
go check it out, folks. Give them a 5-star review. Go share it. I'm pretty sure it's gonna be an amazing production. Tristan, thanks for showing up again, my man.
No problem.
You wanna give any shout outs or leave the audience with any words of wisdom?
I'd just like to thank both of y'all, man, for being very understanding. It just allowed me to just speak my mind and being open-minded to what I tell you, even if we disagree on stuff. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to understand, man, I've got no ill will towards y'all at all.
Oh, heck no,
I have
man.
No ill will towards most people.
Yeah. It's all love, man. We're all on the same team here.
You
guys are great, man. And I love what y'all talk about, dude. I appreciate being here, man. And, y'all keep doing what y'all are doing as well.
Thanks to you, man.
If you come across something that you disagree with me, it's fine. Just leave it in the back of the mind and keep going, because eventually, at some point, if it's the right seed, if it's the right truth, if I'm correct, eventually it'll sprout for you.
It'll bear fruit, man. Yes.
Yeah. And so just keep going with it. And I would say that to everybody out there, the bottom line is, keep your soul, don't sell your soul, and believe in God.
That's right.
At times, it's going to feel like that's the only mother lover out there that's got your back. So,
yes. Amen to that.
Can't say it any more better than that, folks. So this is us, Don Flamingo, Deep Dive with Don Flamingo, signing out. I hope everybody has a great week. Tune in next week. And with all that being said, believe nothing that you hear, only half of what you see, folks. And we'll see you next time.
I could not foresee this thing happening to you.